Blog Talk Radio.
Well, that just doesn't work.
If you love America, you're among friends here.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please also like and follow my Lucid Libertarian with Lori Ann page on Facebook. You can help me battle their freedom-loathing censorship by visiting my page regularly, along with reacting, commenting, and sharing my posts. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Color only day here on CNM with our very own Vincent Brown out of Durham, North Carolina. Black by Color Only is one of the most informative shows on CNM, giving us the reasons that the apostles of blackness are leading this nation in the wrong direction, along with the left. And Vincent will come down on the right too when they do not do what is right. Listen to the wisdom of Vincent Brown on Saturday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will find out that the media is lying to us too, along with the leftists in our government. Some of the right are too, and in Hollywood also. He will make you use your mind and think a bit before making a rash judgment. That is Black by Color Only, only on CNM at 5 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays, where America always wins.
What we saw in that Senate today was a cowardly group of Republicans who apparently have no option to.
Show me where it said that protest is supposed to be polite and peaceful.
Do something about your dad's immigration practices, you feckless.
They go low, he kicks.
How do you resist the temptation to run up and wring her neck?
The biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right on to the right.
I thought he should have punched him in the face. So even if he lost, he insulted your wife.
Yes.
He came down the escalator and called Mexicans rapists and murderers. He said, well, what do you think I should have done? I said, I think you should have punched him in the face and then gotten out of the race. You would have been a hero.
I'd like to punch him in the face. If I said we're in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
Punch some people in the face!
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
It's amazing how people try to frame everything racially, and how they create divisions among our society.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Welcome to hour number one of NWCR Radio with your host, Robert Garding. This is Duke Brooks of Radio Free Delmarva from 92.7 WGMD, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, and I'm proud to introduce my friend Robert as we fight to protect the America we know and love. Through the silver microphone of freedom with the voice of reason in this unreasonable world, you're listening to NWCR Radio, broadcast through the CNM network in Albuquerque, New Mexico, from our Freedom Studio. And now, here's Robert.
Okay, welcome everybody to the show. We had a lot of things going on today. Dianne Feinstein died. Robert Kennedy reportedly now will ditch his efforts to challenge President Joe Biden for the 2024 Democratic presidential nomination and run as an independent instead. We got all kinds of things going on here.
Why, yes, it has been an interesting week so far, hasn't it? And by the way, happy Friday, Robert.
Yay. Yep, I've been really surprised because I figured once I turned 71 that I would slow down. Nope, things are going just as fast as they always have been, and they're even going faster now, so looks like nothing's slowing down.
Isn't that the way of things? It's amazing, like, how you expect that, you know, life will be a little bit easier and you can relax and, you know, sit on your front porch with some lemonade. And nope.
Yep.
You still got to go.
Yep. I don't have a front porch, but I got a balcony, which I sit on every once in a while. And every time I go out there, it seems like something comes up and I have to come back inside.
I hear that. How's the weather down there in New Mexico right now?
It's actually not too awful bad. Today was actually rather warm. It got up to, let me see if I can come up with it here. It got up to 86 today. And it's 79
right now.
Yeah, and it's supposed to get up to, well, it's supposed to start going down because it says for the next week, it's tomorrow's going to be 82, then 80, then 79, 72, 72, 73, 76, 75, 74. So they've been predicting that kind of weather.
Normal
for about
fall.
They've been predicting that kind of weather for about the past week or so now, and every time the days show up, it's always up in the upper 80s instead of down the 70s. So it just hasn't cooled down here too much yet.
Well, it absolutely did here in Oregon this past week. We finally got the rain coming back, our usual rain. The faucet in the sky opened back up again. So it's been raining just about every day this past week, but we're going to start to dry out here a little bit. And, you know, it's been like highs like 65-ish or so. But, yeah, we're going to start to dry out and see the sun. Of course, after, you know, the whole full moon and everything, you know, the super moon or whatever. And it's like, no, can't see that because, it's, you know, it's Oregon. And, you know.
Yeah, and it's that time of year when it starts to cloud up.
Exactly. Like, you know, everybody, like, you know, we have the eclipse that's coming, you know, the Ring of Fire solar eclipse on October 14th. And so a little bit further south of me, you know, Southern Oregon is the best place to be. And so, you know, all the Oregon state parks are all prepared, you know, for all the campers and everybody that's going to be, you know, going down there to view the eclipse. And it's like, y'all realize this is Oregon, right? And we're talking mid-October in Oregon. And, like, you know, everybody's going to be, like, driving to go, oh, yeah, we're going to see this eclipse. And how much you want to bet it's going to be nothing but crap weather. And nobody here is going to see it. They're all going to be watching the eclipse on the TV as they're, you know, sitting there in their RVs and stuff like that.
I heard somebody mentioning that they were talking on the radio the other day here in Albuquerque, and they were saying that Albuquerque is supposed to be right in the direct line of that. So, if, you know, we probably won't have clouds. We might see it.
Yeah, and I think I read down there in Albuquerque that it's also good timing because you guys usually have, like, some big balloon festival or something.
Yep, that's coming up.
Like hot air balloon festival.
Yeah, I think it's around the 15th or something, or the 10th through the 15th or something like that. So it's coming. It'll probably happen during the time that that's happening. So we'll probably get some good pictures of it from
that. Would be super cool. Can you imagine? Oh my God, I would pay money for that, man. they, you know, have people going up in the hot air balloons right before the eclipse and, like, witness it from a hot air balloon. I think that would be awesome. I would totally do it if I could.
That's the problem, though. It depends on what time of day it's supposed to happen, because when it's hotter outside, especially after it's warmed up in the daytime, the balloons go up in the morning when it's cool. And that is the best. But when it gets hot, it takes more heat to keep them up there, and they usually don't fly too much of any when it gets warmer and the sun's really beating down on everybody. But somebody might try it.
Oh, I would imagine. Let's look it up. Let's find out. October 14th, solar eclipse, New Mexico. Let's see. On the morning of October 14th, the southwestern U.S. will experience a solar eclipse. Albuquerque will see an annular eclipse. At its peak, the moon will block all but a small ring around the edge of the sun. 10:36 a.m. is the peak for about 4 minutes and 48 seconds. So, yeah, there's a good chance that they'll be putting some balloons up since it's going to be in the morning time.
Yeah, because the balloon fiesta goes from October 7th until the 15th.
Yep. So that would be cool. That would be fun. Maybe you should try to plan on doing that.
Especially if you can get a balloon that would go really high up, because some of them go up quite high. And you get one way up there and start taking pictures with a nice telephoto lens or something.
I wonder if we can borrow one from China.
I don't know. They might just go ahead and do all kinds of things. I've got all kinds of people on the phone lines right now. I've got two of the Skype numbers, and I think Joe from Montana is out there too. 336
336. I'm pretty sure I know who that is. I'm double checking.
6626. That's not Joe.
That would be Joe Gibson.
Oh, yeah, 8644. Yeah. Yep, that's him.
And he's just listening for now. But yeah, two Skype numbers. So that could be Sarge and maybe John Doe kicking back. Would make sense.
Well, Joe just raised his hand, so I'll let him in there.
All right, how's everybody doing tonight?
Doing great.
What was that?
Hey.
Yes.
How are you doing, Tom?
I know. Doing all right. Well, you know how we always talk about, you know, the right to travel and everything. We get in these debates with the sovereign citizen stuff. And, you know, and I pretty much like to shoot them down a lot of times, too. But I finally found some cases that actually do back up their claim. You know, in this case right here, it says the right of a citizen to travel upon public highways and to transport his property thereon by horse-drawn carriage, wagon, or automobile is not a mere privilege which may be permitted or prohibited at will, but a common right which he has under his right or her right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Under this constitutional guarantee, one may, therefore, under normal conditions, travel at his inclination along the public highways or in public places, and while conducting himself in an orderly and decent manner, neither interfering with nor disturbing another's rights, he will be protected not only in his person, but in his safe conduct. That is a Supreme Court, United States Supreme Court ruling, and that is Thompson versus Smith. And then they got other cases, of course, that back that, because always, you know, you have case law to back that up. You have Campbell versus Walker, Adams versus City, Barbarian versus Luthier, and then Kenesha Mills versus D.C., 2009. So that's a recent case. So these, which also states the use of automobile as a necessary injunction to earning of a livelihood in modern life, requires us, in the interest of realism, to conclude that the right to use an automobile on the public highways partakes of the natural nature of a liberty within the meaning of the constitutional guarantees. You can't be more plain than that. So the cases right there are pretty much, and you see, none of these guys ever back this up, but you see, now I've been researching this for a long time, and I finally found it, and now the question of it is can it be enforced? You know, okay, what happens when you're pulled over and you don't have your driver's license? Can you enforce this constitutional right? That's the question now.
Yep, that's for sure.
Yeah, because of course, you know, most of the more times than not, I think, if you're pulled over, a police officer has absolutely no idea about constitutional law and Supreme Court cases and stuff like that. All they know is, you know, what they were trained on. And
yeah, what they were told. Yeah.
As we know, laws often conflict with Supreme Court decisions on, you know, what is and is not constitutional. That happens all the time. So that would definitely be something that, you know, you get pulled over, you're going to have to suck it up, buttercup, and fight it in the courts. You know, you go to court over it. That's probably how it's going to go. And then hopefully you get a judge that might actually be constitutional and rule in your favor. But then I'm sure that there's other cases that support the constitutionality of the state to require things like driver's licenses and car insurance and registration and blah, blah, blah. You know, so sometimes those court decisions will be in direct conflict with other court decisions. So I don't know. I mean, that's an interesting scenario. But I think the odds are stacked against we the people, as they usually are.
The Supreme Court is the law of the land. That's what they say, right? The Supreme Court is the law of the land, and what the Supreme Court says goes. That's what you know, we're told, right? So you know, it's the Supreme Court. That's case law, and that's what they go by. So if you lose,
the law of the land, and the Supreme Court is the interpreter of it.
Well, yeah, but when you're in court, they go by what case law. When you're in court, they don't go, you know, they to enforce your constitutional rights, they go by case law. So they have procedure they have to go by. You know, there's procedure, judicial procedure. So yeah, that's where people get screwed up. They think you just walk in and say, their constitution. No, that doesn't work like that. So I found the case law where the Supreme Court has ruled that what affirms that right to travel. So I'm, you know, now people have to go in there and use it, but I'm wondering if anyone has and lost, if they got shot down, you know, if they just ignored the Supreme Court decision, because we know corruption runs rampant, you know. But the point being, though, the slaves out there, the people, you know, the lemmings, need to stop registering their cars, need to stop doing the license thing, and then make, you know, if a million people do it, what are they going to do, you know?
That's for sure.
Yeah, or 10 million, you know, state by state by state, millions of people to stop, you know, complying and stop doing it, then, you know, just like a whole lot of other things, you know, what are they going to do? You know, there's literally not enough jails and prisons and extra time and judges and attorneys that can handle the caseload of everybody that's not complying with it.
Yep. That's right.
That's
well,
for sure.
Well, you know I'm running here for North Carolina House of Representatives here in North Carolina. So if I can get elected and in here, then that would definitely be something that I would bring up. And the first thing I would like to do is repeal a lot of these statutes and codes on the books. You know, I'd like to return to common law and return to the Constitution, you know, that we were supposed to be under. But, you know, I have to have a governor. I have to have a lieutenant governor. I have to have an other legislators that are thinking I can't do it on my own, you know?
Yeah. None of us actually can.
No. No. But we can, but just like I just said, if I have a lieutenant governor that thinks just like me, I have a couple councilmen, I have a couple other legislators, I have a committee, and guess what? I can get things done. You know, we can get things done in this state, and it can spread across the country. The problem is, and that's why I pushed that voting integrity thing that we did so hard. Look, if we can't get together and do silly stuff like that, which not silly, but, you know, important things like that, then, you know, what the hell? You know, I mean, how are we going to change this country? How are we going to restore our republic? Because, you know, to be honest with you, it's all nice and fun to have a good time talking and everything and joking around, but you know what? It's frustrating. You know, it's frustrating. I mean, we got people out there that want to fight, you know, and we'll fight with each other over stupid, idiotic bullcrap instead of standing up for what's real and what's the truth, you know? I mean, it's crazy. Like I always say, people, you know, cut you off on the highway and kill you, you know, but to fight for our constitutional rights or a cop pulls them over, they piss on themselves. You know, they're cowards, you know? So it's a shame. And we shouldn't be fighting with each other, the slaves. We should be, uniting. You remember the other night, Lorianne, what happened?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we need to definitely, it really, you know, like, save our energy for the fight that really matters, you know, and that's not against each other. That's against this, you know, ruling oligarchy form of government that we have. You know, it's do what you want. You know, legislators blatantly will write and pass laws that they know are absolutely against the Constitution because they know that they can implement it, and it's going to take a while before things work their way up through the courts and you get, you know, a couple of decent judges that, you know, vote in favor of the Constitution instead of special interests. I mean, there's so many layers to it, you know, but yet, you know, just imagine what things would look like if people like you and I, you know, libertarians, Republicans, conservatives, if we started using the same tactics as Antifa and BLM, you know, imagine how, you know, if every time we got upset about something that our government did, we, you know, practically burned down the whole country as a result of it. And because that's what they do, you know, this cop got off, you know, in Philadelphia and, you know, and then it's just riots in the streets. And it's like, you know, well, why don't you do that when, you know, some of these laws are blatantly violating your constitutional rights?
That right there, they should be, you know, if they're going after the wrong, they're attacking small business owners. That's wrong. Shouldn't be doing that. You know, that's why I don't support them.
Yeah.
You know?
And then next year, they're going to turn around and whine and cry that they don't have anywhere locally to go shopping or anything. You know, I can't buy groceries. I have to drive 10 miles outside the city to go get groceries, you know?
Well, whose freaking fault is that?
Duh. You know? Duh. These businesses aren't going to stick around when they get looted all the time, you know? like if you rein yourselves in, you know, not do that, you know,
and I
then
think
your neighborhood might actually improve.
And I think here in Albuquerque, about a month ago, one of the big Walmarts that was over by Central and San Mateo closed because of constant looting over there, and they just decided to hell with it, and they closed.
Isn't that something ridiculous? You know, that's terrible. Mm-hmm. You know, it's racism, prejudice, this and that. Yeah, I don't buy that crap.
I don't either. Target, three Target stores in Portland are going to be closing down in addition to the Walmart that closed.
Portland,
down.
That's a cesspool, right? Portland, oh my Lord, I wouldn't even go into that city right there.
Oh my God.
Is it really that bad?
It's a slum. It's a freaking slum at this point. It's almost like they can't pay businesses enough to stay open in downtown Portland now. I mean, nobody in their right flipping mind is gonna want to open up shop in downtown Portland at this point. It's just, it'd be ridiculously stupid to.
Is it really in bad shape? I mean, there's a lot of businesses that are gone.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. They're closing their doors because they're getting robbed all the time. They can't keep up with continuously cleaning up, like, you know, graffiti and vandalism. The homeless problem is horrible. So, you know, they got homeless people, you know, pissing and shitting in the streets right outside their door. So, of course, no customers want to come in. It's bad. It's bad in downtown Portland. It is not the place that you want to go anymore, really sad because when I moved here, I loved Portland. Portland was fun, you know. I loved going to downtown Portland.
I used to live in Beaverton, and I would always go over to Portland because I loved it. It was such a gorgeous town. It's such beautiful, and people were nice and everything, and now it's just a trash heap.
Wow.
Oh yeah, all you got to do is just, you know, go on YouTube or something and look at local news, and when they're reporting on the homelessness, when they're reporting on the crime, when they're reporting on why these stores are canceling and stuff, and it becomes blatantly obvious what's happening. I mean, it's like Portland wants to emulate the worst areas of San Francisco or something. I mean, it's really turning into that. You got highway overpasses, you got people camping out, you know, you're exiting the freeway, and those sections of like lawn and stuff when you exit, or, you know, on ramps and off ramps, and homeless encampments there, and just, yeah, it's bad. It's bad. Overdosing. Oh my God, that's the other thing. The city can't rake in enough revenue to deal with handling all the people that die of overdoses in the street. You got all these homeless people, drug addicts, stuff like that. They don't have any family. You know, it's the state that has to pay for that.
Yep.
Well,
and if they don't stop to think about that one, you know, who's paying for all of this? Well, we are. The government sure as hell isn't.
Well, actually, they print the money, so we really don't pay for it. I mean, we pay in not being out of individual businesses probably pay out of their own pockets, but tax dollars don't pay for nothing. I mean, if they can send $300 billion to Ukraine, I'm sure, you know, couple hundred thousand dollars worth of business is being crushed. It's not going to cost the government too much, you know. I mean, think about it. $300 billion. You know how much money that is?
That's a lot.
We're $33 trillion, they say, in debt. Now tell me, how can that possibly be paid back? There's not even that much money in the world.
Nope, there sure isn't. And the money that's being printed now, you know, they're constantly printing money. It's not worth the money it's printed on, really.
Well, yeah, because they lend it back out at interest, and then, you know, and we're the interest, and they create more debt, you know, at that. All the government has to do. See, that's what I just don't understand is obviously, why doesn't the government or the Treasury just coin its own money? Why doesn't it print a $10 billion bill or, you know, or a $1 trillion coin and deposit it into the Treasury? You know, why can't we come up with a commerce or how about a credit system based upon our labor and what we sell and trade? You know, cut the banks out of the loop, directly trade with other competitors.
You mean like
across
before
the
Federal Reserve was created?
Yeah. Well,
when the
yeah.
Treasury actually did, then the only cost the Treasury incurred was the cost of the paper and the cost of, you know, the actual minting. You know, the equipment and the actual cost. That's it.
Yeah.
You know, we weren't charged interest on every single dollar that we have the Federal Reserve print up. And that's the scam. It's the never-ending cycle of debt. That's why, you know, the second the Federal Reserve was implemented, that, you know, and they became part of the banking, world banking cabal, that's the second we sealed our fate, that we would forever and ever and ever be in debt. There's absolutely no way to ever pay it off.
No, no. The monster that's machine, the deal with the bankers was made after during the Civil War. The union made, that was the deal that they this way they funded the union, Britain, the Rothschilds. That's how Lincoln was able to win the war and fund the war. And the deal was made. And it's crazy. I mean, if you go back, I mean, I just don't, it's got to be, why don't they fix it? Why? Why is it, it's evil. It's evil. I mean, and you're dealing with something very powerful. And look, they shot Kennedy. They shot his brother over it. I mean, you know, so right in broad daylight, middle of Dallas. So let me tell you something, that you have to be pretty bold to take on the Federal Reserve.
Yep. We have Mike in there who's got his hand up, so I'll just bring him in.
Hi, guys. I'm Lori Ann. You know, you're right. This is, these people are evil, you know. And this is, I mean, look, last time we actually paid off our national debt was President Jackson when he said, fuck no to the U.S. National Bank, which is the Bank of England at the time. But he said no to them, and they said, well, you can't say no. Well, he said, fuck you, I'm going to say no anyway. And he said no, got away with saying no, and ended up being able to pay the national debt. Now, coming into the 20th century, what happened is people like J.P. Morgan and people like that, when it was time to say, okay, we want some political power here. Okay, we'll underwrite the national debt, right? That's what they did.
Well,
that's what J.P. Morgan.
Well, they were angry. They were angry because the government broke up their companies. The government went after U.S. Steel, went after Standard Oil Company. And they broke up, and they broke up the monopoly that they had, and the Rockefellers. They sued them. Look at the history of the, and they were mad. The Warburgs and the Carnegies, they were mad as hell. So what they did was they said, okay. So they went and they plotted how they can get back their empire. And what they did was they said, okay, they want to do this to us. Well, you know, and that's what they came up with, the, you know, the Federal Reserve System. They went at Jekyll Island, made the deal with the Rothschilds, and said, okay, the Rothschild funded it, and they started the central bank. You know, owned by private stockholders that are not even American people, not even Americans. They own, so look up the stockholders who own stock in the Federal Reserve, the major stockholders. They're none of them American. But those are your New World Order thugs. That's your cabal. Those are the people that run the world, the stockholders of the Federal Reserve.
Yep.
Right. And that's the thing is, he may have been at the time listed as a Republican or conservative, but what's his name? Ron Paul was and is a libertarian, right?
Yeah.
And so when he's sitting there 20 years ago, 30 years ago, talking about ending the Fed, and not Ron Paul, he's talking about ending the Fed, They didn't like that. He was trying to run for president. They didn't like that, and they put the kibosh on him running for president. Now, he's still living. They didn't kill him or anything, but these guys, they're going to do enough to, you know, get you to say you're not doing what you're going to do, right? I mean, they went as far as to kill a president and a potential president, you know, in the two Kennedys, you know, and that's the deal. That's what happened there. Kennedy was gonna end the Fed. You know, that's what he was gonna do.
Yeah, they don't like people trying to kill their status quo.
New.
Well, each of the 12 Federal Reserve banks is organized into a corporation whose shares are sold to the commercial banks and thrifts operating within the bank's district. Shareholders elect 6 of the 9 the board of directors for the regional Federal Reserve Bank, as well as its president. So that, you know, it's a monopoly. It's crazy, you know, and it's insane. Mullins. That's, remember that name, Mullins. That's one of the big players.
If we had somebody like, you know, somebody like Teddy Roosevelt, who busted up trusts and stuff like that. This is a monopolies, you know. We could get out of that bank if somebody was willing to take on the banking, these people, these New World Order, Bush, you know, type of people that are in this cabal that.
Bush is nobody. The Bushes ain't really anybody. They don't have any power. You know, they're just they're just little pawns. They don't own any power. The real players are the Lehman Brothers, Lazard Brothers banks, Israel Moses, Warburg Bank, Hamburg and Amsterdam, stuff like Sachs, Goldman Sachs. That's your Schwab. Those are your big. Those are the people right there that, own, that control everything, and they tell the little puppets what to do.
Yep.
And an elite team needs to be trained and ready to go round them up and arrest them. Take them into custody and build a case and charge them. And then hold and have a court, and if they're convicted, then you know what time it is.
But all these banks in America that need that we talk about all this shit they're trying to put on the Trump and trying to get Trump on RICO charges. These banks should be brought up on RICO charges. You know?
Yeah.
Well, they commit a felony. Every time they write a mortgage, they commit a felony. You don't go to the bank to get a mortgage. You go to the bank to give a mortgage. The bank takes that money after you create it through your name and signature, and then lends it back to you at interest, and then deposits that money back into their bank, their accounts, and fractional reserves it, and recreates it 10, 20, 30 times over, and lends it out at interest to other people. Meanwhile, you're paying. You're paying them back for the money that's yours. It's a scam.
Absolutely. Yeah, biggest scam in the world.
Yep.
I called the Federal Reserve once live on my podcast, and oh boy, we got into a big. They threatened me actually. They told me, "Don't you ever call here ever again." It's a big serious podcast actually, and I thought they were coming to kill me after that. I said, "Oh boy, I think I've done it this time." And they said, "The lady said, don't you ever call here ever again." That's what she said. Yeah.
I think there's a few of us that would call if we had the number.
Yeah, well, You know, I called him and started asking him serious questions about fractional reserve banking and about what I just mentioned about committing a felony and then the Truth in Lending Act and stuff like that. And she said, "Excuse me, who are you?" And I told her, and, you know, I was doing a podcast show. She says, "You are not allowed to call this institute. Only this is for banks only and for our investors." And I says, "Well, why?" I said, "What, are you above the law or something?" She goes, "I'm going to warn you right now. Don't you ever call here again." And that's what she said. I said, "Excuse me." I started yelling at her. She hung up on me. So, yeah, that was back about 4 years ago.
You should have called
my wife's
back
been a living hell ever since.
you should have called her back and said, "Now, hanging up on me was very unprofessional."
Yeah, I probably would have had some Suburbans sitting out in front of my house. Boom, 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 knock on the door. "Sir, can you step outside for a minute? We'd like to have a word with you." "I'll be right back."
Yeah. Oh, man.
I mean, think about it. You know, you got the Bank of England, which was, you know, which had financed the British side of, I guess, both sides of the revolution, I guess, the Bank of England at the time. And
yeah.
And then, of course, later on, we have fucking George Soros that basically destroyed the British pound, you know, their currency, helped to destroy their currency over there. You know, that's another... That's another evil bastard. He's in the business of destroying countries' currencies. You know,
mm-hmm.
is Soros.
Well, that man's an evil bastard. I'll tell you.
And what they say is his son is worse. His son is worse than him, from what I'm understanding.
Well, look who he learned from.
Yep, just like Lakeland, Lachlan, what's his name, Fox, Fox News, Lachlan Murdoch is kind of worse
Murdoch's
than his dad.
Son.
Yeah,
yep. he just took over Fox, didn't he?
Well, they don't care that they're losing. Viewers and watchers. I think that Fox News and cable news in general is dead or is dying. That's what I think.
Yeah, they're probably dying and on oxygen right now. So.
Yeah. Oh, Lauren, yeah. Did you get my book yet? Lauren, did you get my book yet?
I haven't looked. You gave me the tracking number, and
yes,
I need to check it. I haven't checked the mail. Of course, it was raining, and I don't expect much anyway other than junk mail.
Hey, that book's not junk mail.
It's media, so that usually takes a while before it gets here.
Yeah. I think it should be there by now, though. Probably tomorrow, latest.
Let's see.
I would hope.
Okay, number.
Yeah, I'll have to get myself a copy of that.
Yeah. I got a few copies here. I got to send her one, her friend one, too. I haven't mailed hers out yet, so I'll mail hers out Monday. I'm waiting to see if Lorianne gets hers first. And, you know, I start mailing out books everywhere, and then somebody says, "I didn't get mine," then, you know, I don't want everything out in the mail. I don't like that.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah, it looks like you mailed it USPS, right?
I guess. I don't know. They gave me a tracking number. I was on the receipt, and I sent it to you. That's all I know.
Well, it's through the post office, or was it through?
Oh, yeah, I went to the post office. Yeah, I went to the post office and mailed it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, post office says information available soon. UPS doesn't have a status update on this item. So, there you go.
Yeah, that's your basic government operation there.
Yeah. They give you a tracking number and it ain't no good. You know? She'll have it tomorrow. You'll have it tomorrow or Monday, the latest, I'd say. I mean, I can't
and they'll
imagine
send you
going
another tracking number.
Yeah. No, that one's good. I have the receipt here, so. I mean, I went to the post office I went to. It's a tiny little post office with two people. So, I mean, it's a country post office, you know. So it's not like they're bogged down with all kinds of mail.
Yeah, and usually those do better than the great big ones, I think.
Yeah. So, let me see here. What was I going to talk? What the heck is this? Let me see something here. Thought I got a text message from... this Camp Lejeune crap. They keep calling me. There's a lawsuit for Camp Lejeune. What the hell is that all about? Has anyone gotten that call yet? Or is it just me?
Oh, I keep getting emails on that shit. And it's like,
I've seen the commercial for it.
Yeah, from, I
they
think
just,
from...
They just keep calling me.
I think it was from 1952 until, or in the 57 or something like that, until 87, the families that lived there were getting contaminated water that was causing all kinds of problems. And I've never been there, so I just ignore it and throw all of them away.
Looks like we got Ron Ruck raising his hand in the queue. Should we bring him on?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Here comes the retard.
Well, now the show will probably be fun. No, I'm kidding. Ron, what you doing?
Ain't that just lovely? What such a lovely fucking welcome. All right.
The Blog Talk's a beautiful place now.
It is. It's rose gardens, you know. I never promised you a rose garden. That's how the song goes. Well, hello, children of the Karn. How are we doing this evening?
I think we're all doing fine.
You think
Friday
so?
Friday night,
really?
Can't complain?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well. I do, because I got to take a long road trip tomorrow, but... Ugh. Oh, freedom. I'm going to have freedom, though.
Road trip?
Any place fun? The other side of the state. Trying to get rid of the wife for about 3 weeks. She's on vacation. So, yeah.
Well, he's got to go pick up his girlfriend. Right, Ron?
Yep. That's right.
Got to go pick up old Nancy.
Drop off one, pick up another. That's right. Me and Nancy. Get freaky. We're going to have Greenspun's coming, but she kicked the bucket on us, so can't have her no more. No, guess y'all seen that. Weinstein, she's dead.
Weinstein, yes.
Yeah, whatever you want to call it.
She kicked the bucket.
Yeah, the Democrats will really be crying the fucking blues now about that.
I was told that this morning, and my first comment on there was, well, I expected that.
Yeah, she was picked. She was in bad shape, you know. But next should be Turtle Man. He's pretty well, you know, locking up, brains freezing up on him. And Joe Biden's brain's already froze up, so I don't know what to do. And then Trump also got another indictment day out of Michigan. Yeah, he did. Got another.
Oh, cut it out. This is insane.
Ain't it retarded?
He can't.
You
want to
talk retarded?
Do this. Every time they do this, the poll numbers go up.
Yeah.
And they still
haven't
realized that's what's doing it.
Right.
Yeah, but they don't want him running. They don't want him in there. I'm telling you, they're going to do anything to stop him.
Oh, yeah. They did. No, he's the bad guy. No, can't have him.
He's the bad guy.
But every time they do something, thinking, okay, we're going to get him this time, and his poll numbers go up, and it's like, what the heck happened here? Well, it's the same thing that's happened every other time you guys tried something stupid.
And also, last living suspect in 1996 drive-by shooting of Tupac Shakur and died of murder charges. He's 60 years old now. So he got indicted.
Did it? Who did it?
I don't know. Some dude named Dane Cappy D. Davis. Cappy D.
Who, LL
Davis.
Cool J?
I could be. And then here's another one for entertainment news. Britney Spears. Police called to Britney Spears' home over a video of her dancing with knives. So that's like sweet. What seems to be the problem?
Oh, God.
Well, the thing with Trump is they're getting desperate now. I mean, the more they can't see that the more stuff they put onto him, the more popular he gets. You know, so they're getting. And our friend Pat doesn't like me to say the word, but they may be considering assassination. You know,
I'm surprised they haven't tried.
I'm sure there's been attempts, you just never hear about it.
Right.
Yeah, it could be.
The two guys those people hate the most are Trump and RFK Jr. That's
yeah,
it.
And RFK has now decided he's going to run as an independent, not a Democrat.
And Gypsy Blanchard chick's getting out of prison after killing her mother. I've heard that case. Remember her, Gypsy Blanchard? Her mom conned job a bunch of cherries and shit, saying her daughter was sick and she never was. So she's this girl chick hooked up with a retarded dude on the internet. The guy was all fucked up in the head, and he killed her mom. He's doing life for that. The guy, poor guy, feels sorry for him. He's, you know, just, yeah, just wasn't cool.
The world has gone crazy. The world is crazy. I mean, it's just
Oh, always has been, really. I cannot find that fucking clip on that motherfucker on Trump. Out of Michigan. I cannot find it no more. I wonder if they pulled it.
They could have.
I don't know.
Where'd you see it?
I was on my local news channel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. They're talking about government shutdown. They said there's no deal, which I don't care. I hope they do shut the motherfucker down. I don't care.
Well, that's tonight, right?
What's that?
They shut
Sunday.
It down tonight, right?
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, I think midnight. Midnight
shut
tomorrow
it
night.
Shut it
That's
down.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
It's too big for its britches anyway. We are way overblown with government, you know? And you guys were talking about money earlier. That's why I jumped in here. I wanted to bring that to you. You know, that old saying in reality, and it's not really a saying, it's a fucking reality concept. To control the money, you control the people. And that's exactly what they're doing. There's no way you could ever pay. We can never pay this $33 trillion debt off. There's no fucking way.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not
happening. Not possible. I mean, the economy is broke down to nothing. Money is made out of thin fucking air anyway. The Federal Reserve has the right to do all that. That's what the Federal Reserve Act's all about, 1913, when they pulled that shit off, you know. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people, well, I'm free. Well, you're fucking retarded. You ain't fucking nowhere close to being free. Your job is dodging shit, not get caught. You know, I mean, you can be straight as a fucking arrow, and I don't care. You can still like, find some reason to fuck you. Look what they're doing, Trump.
Yeah.
They're pulling anything they can to fuck this guy. You know?
Yeah. And you know what? If they want you, you can hide in the Amazon jungle, and they'll find you.
Yes.
Yeah.
They will find.
Yeah, they can find anybody they want to, but all these illegal aliens we've got in this country, they can't find them.
That's right.
Oh, especially the kids. You know, if you're a kid, you know, then oh man, they sure know how to. They know how to disappear people, especially kids, just as well as they can find people.
Yep.
Yeah.
And they can only find the ones they want to.
And what are all these people going to do that are in this country? I mean, what are they going to do for a living? I mean, what's this plan with them? I mean, something's going on. Why are they having – I mean, you know how many are in this country now? I mean, it's insane.
No.
I mean, yeah. Is there anyone
you
left
know,
in
whatever
South America?
Estimates they give you are just estimates. You know it's higher than what they're actually saying. You know, if they say, oh, 200,000 crossed the border in, you know, the past month, you know you can probably double it, you know, because that's what we estimate, you know.
Yeah, you can at least double it.
Where's Joe Montana? Where's Montana Joe? I haven't heard him in a while. Where's Sarge?
Sarge may be on the phone, but I'm not sure. I've got a bunch of Skype numbers sitting there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I see. Maybe I should
Ron talked about the possible indictment out of Michigan, but the only thing I see there is there's a clip from his speech from Trump's speech yesterday talking about Trump
that
makes.
Trump
makes a joke with the UAW members. That's all. He went to speak in front of the UAW, and that's all I see is this joke that he did.
Yeah, but this story said it was it could cause him not to be able to fucking run. I'm just not finding it nowhere. It might have been a bullshit story and they pulled it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why not? Why not throw shit in there like that?
Well, that's big news.
Yeah, I know.
Anybody been paying attention to the Biden impeachment hearing?
No.
I really haven't because he's a Democrat. There's not much they're probably going to do. They're going to push that off as hard as they can.
Well, I still think what's going to happen is they want him gone, and he's already given them the finger by saying he's running again, right? So
yeah.
They want him gone, and the only other way, I mean, if they were going to get real desperate, I mean, they'd almost start to think about assassinating him, right?
Right.
But I still think there's a good – the Republicans made a mistake by having Turley there and having him say what he said. Basically, what Turley did was what Comey did with Hillary saying that no correct thinking prosecutor would prosecute this, right? But they want Biden gone. They don't want him running. All right. And so, they could keep him around and say, and try to get work toward a broker convention. But I think what they're probably going to end up doing is what I've always thought was they're going to get all this information is not coming because the Republicans have been looking for it, which they have, but it's coming from the deep state. So he's run afoul of the deep state, has Biden, and he doesn't care. That's the problem. We got a guy in office who don't care, who don't give a shit, and he'd rather not give a shit. Not that he's have the mental acuity to give one, but that's neither here nor there. He don't give a shit, so they're gonna have to do something. They may not want to take it to the convention. So my theory has been they're gonna impeach him. Then they're going to take him to the Senate and they're going to the deep state and stuff is going to tell Schumer, you're holding this trial. We want this guy going, and this is the only way short of, you know, assassination that we can get it done. That's what I think.
Yep.
We shall see.
Yeah, but assassination would bring about, you know, a Kamala Harris as president, which nobody wants that either. So they really need Biden to drop out, you know, or have some health emergency or something as an excuse. And then the Democrats have to hoist up probably, you know, I guess it sounds like they're eyeing Newsom because, you know, yeah. Newsom is just the dictator that they would, you know, like a dreamboat dictator for them. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what transpires over this election season.
That's going to happen. I don't think that's going to happen with Newsom. I just don't.
I really don't see that one either.
Yeah, I don't
think it's going to happen. I'm expecting it, though. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
They're crazy. What would make the difference?
They will choose the worst candidate every time. That's what they do. Every time
what would be the fucking difference? That's what I'm saying, man. It wouldn't shock me at all.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we just brought Pionki in.
Pionki's in the house.
Yay.
Hi, Pionki. I was going to tell, how you doing, sir?
Lori and
Adam,
all the people. Look, in 2027, the national debt, according to the Office of Budget Management, will be $45 trillion.
Good.
The income collected by the federal government from all sources will be about $4 trillion. The defense budget would be $917 billion, and the interest on the debt would be over $2 trillion.
Good.
It's all over, fellas. The party is over.
Yep.
Why? What's going to happen?
There's no way in the world. I don't know what's going to happen. It's just over.
Well, I mean, if it's 30 trillion, Bianchi, if it's 100 million, what difference does it make?
Foreign debt. Right. Foreigners hold about 8 trillion. China holds about 1-something, maybe 2. The deficit, they import. We import over 280 billion in oil. It's just jacked up. Gibson?
Yeah, but there's other deals going on, too. I mean, the bonds. I mean, we got bases in other countries. I mean, you know, it's they don't care. As long as they keep putting the bonds out there, you know, that's all they care about.
How are you going to pay the interest payment? Sooner or later, the interest payment would be exact more than the money you collect from all sources, taxes and everything.
You ain't going to pay it back, bro. You know that. You can't.
At that point in time, like Rome, your money is debased.
It's worthless.
You know what that means?
Mm-hmm.
Right. It's worthless.
It will be propped up. It'll be propped up on the markets because we're the world superpower and we have the military to back it up.
Digital. It becomes digital. There you go.
Yeah. Well, that too.
Your military going to quit.
Nah.
What'll happen is we'll become Russia. Russia's a third world country with a first world military. That's what it is.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You know, I did a show the other night.
They're not getting paid. Why be there? You know,
yeah,
the shutdown. They're saying the Hill just reported an hour ago that the shutdown's inevitable. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's only going to last for a few days. It only lasts. Look, they shut. Remember, they shut down when Trump was president.
I know, but fuck, man, why don't they leave it shut down by like half a year, maybe a year?
I know. I would love it.
I want some effect. I want to see some effect. I want to shrink the government. That's what I want to do. Shrink government. I'd be happy as hell.
Oh, I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how many police forces do we have? We have the FBI. We have Homeland Security. Now we have the IRS. You know, Department of Justice. I mean, we have all kinds of cops.
Yeah.
So, you know. police. Yeah, the police,
I can't
but they
go to a state and arrest nobody.
I can't what?
FBI is not going to a state and arrest nobody. That stuff that they're doing, like they killed that poor guy in the wheelchair, that was illegal.
Couple guys. Couple people they killed recently.
Yeah. That's a bunch of crap. They're supposed to check in with the sheriff.
That didn't even bother them.
They don't have to do nothing.
They don't give a fuck. They don't care.
Yeah.
They make up the rules as they go along, so it doesn't matter. Because they gave them the power to do that.
Yeah.
We will do it. You'll do what you're told. You'll do what you're told. You obey the government.
It's okay for them,
somebody,
but it's okay for you.
Somebody tell
you
me what's the use then? There's no use.
Why? I'm happy.
Exactly.
We're going to work tomorrow morning. Everybody's happy. You know, like I eat my steak tonight. Yeah, you know, everybody's got my TV. I got my Blog Talk Radio. Hey, I'm happy.
Yeah, we're free and, you know, live and frolic and, you know, the American dream of the picket fence and all that shit. Life is wonderful.
Yeah, you can't even get a job stomping roaches no more.
No. In the name of Pearl Jr.
Yeah. You know, my wife was
my
wife's been driving for DoorDash, and she went into a store the other day, and the guy that was in there had on this T-shirt that said, "I want dead cops, millions of dead cops." And I, she said she about hit the roof.
He had a T-shirt that said that?
Yep, and he was working.
Really?
Oh, wow.
In a store.
Wow, that's crazy.
What store was it?
By Carl Jr.
Could be. I don't know, but she said she wants me to make her one that says, "I want live cops, millions of live cops." let me see, what's it say? She says she's live.
I don't know about that now, Robert. I don't know about that now.
That'd be funny for them bumping each other, wouldn't it? The dead and the alive. Wow.
I don't know if I want any cops. I don't know. You know what? I want freedom. How about that?
Yeah.
You know,
Jr.
Giving money to Ukraine has no earthly good for America. What good does it mean? Just think about that. It has no earthly
good. You're wrong about that. It does earthly good for Americans. It's just certain Americans it does earthly good for.
The money's coming back around.
And the deep state and people like that, you know. These warmongers like Nikki Haley and shit.
I don't know what the interest is in Ukraine. I mean, what could it possibly be? I mean,
money laundering. It's a money laundering washing. It's a laundromat.
Absolutely. It's a money laundering.
Yeah. It's a laundromat. The whole fucking country is one big fucking laundromat. It's a select-o-matic, man. You know what I'm saying? Select what you want to fuck. That's it. You know?
Well, it's
a better place.
It's that scene from Lethal Weapon 4, I believe, where they talk about how they fuck you with the cell phones, you know? You know, basically... They're fucking you. They're fucking us. They're fucking us all over the place. You know? Oh, we're going to send
this
money.
Well, they're fucking more than just us. They're fucking others. There's more than just us getting the bump.
Yeah.
I guarantee that. Right, by Carl.
It's obviously that people like Biden and them are fucking us really bad because it's our money they're sending over there.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Ain't that nice? Other people's money.
Well,
exactly.
As long as it's not theirs, they don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
why not?
It's not your money.
What better way to fish your motor off? What better way to fish your motor off? Look, man, if in reality we never, ever, if we did not give all the money away we've given away and did all stupid shit by buying the shit we buy because of the fucking lobbyists, you know, we would never be in this kind of debt, ever. You know, that's the problem. They buy more worthless shit, do more stupid worthless shit than anybody ever known. And waste all this money. There again, what like you guys are saying, what is the purpose? What is the fucking deal with Ukraine? What do they do for us? What have you done for me lately, motherfucker? You know, that's the problem. Nothing but help launder money. That's all they're protecting. Biden just helping them out to suck their ass, make sure they stay good buddy buddies and all this shit, you know what I'm saying? So they keep doing what they're doing for him. He don't give a fuck about you, me, or anybody else, but he's got access to this money. It's like he had access to being vice president, access to being a privilege. You see what I'm saying? Yep. So he sold that name. You know, and they thought they were getting a fucking deal. Like the council telling you, you give me money and I'll give you a fucking ticket, I guarantee your trip to fucking have it. Same fucking thing, perfect scam. Mm-hmm. Same identical fucking way it's done. You know, you give her that fucking prostitute because he's fucking with my boy, fuck it, I'll give you the money. If not, fuck you. It's not winning his money. But they fired the prostitute, didn't they? They got the money, didn't they? So you see what I'm saying? It's right there in front of you. But most people, what did he do? You know.
The shit went down in Ukraine during Obama when they overthrew Yanukovych, the duly elected president. And now you got Zelensky. Remember, they were throwing people off the roof and stuff?
Yeah, they were like shit crazy. Yeah, they were. They were all fucked up. Yeah. But they were involved with it back then, Bianca. They were into that shit way back then. It's all about that money, man. I'm telling you, money, money. It was psycho. It's still psycho.
Yeah.
And I think Russia, I think Putin's just tired of their bullshit. He probably didn't get a cut of the action. That's how it was.
Yeah, Putin's sitting there saying, where's my cut? You know, he took off, he took the land bridge and all that shit, right? The Donbass region or whatever the hell it was, he took that, but he's looking at Biden and saying, well, he's making a ton of money. Okay, yeah, I've got my all, but I could be making more money. Where's my cut?
Yep.
Like taxes. Yep.
Well, if you don't think that some of that money that's going to the Ukraine and ending up in Putin's and Russia's hands, you're crazy.
Oh, yeah, of course. But how much percentage of the cut does he get, though? You know what I'm saying, Bianchi, man? If he ain't getting enough of the cuts, he's pissed off. That's why he's fighting them. You know, you get my cut, I'll back off.
Those planes and tanks, he disassembled them and inspected them. You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
That's crazy. It's just straight up crazy shit. Unnecessary and a waste of money and time and people.
And it's getting crazier all the time.
Well, here at home's crazy.
Yeah.
We got, what, how many, 9 million fucking illegal aliens invading. This is an invasion. People don't, when I say it, they tell me I'm out of my fucking mind. You just don't see it. Go to fucking Arizona. Go to fucking California. Go to New York. Take a look. This is a motherfucking invasion, bro.
I'm in New Mexico. I see it.
Yeah, you're right. You're down by it. Absolutely. Everybody down south sees it. We're starting to see it up here in the Midwest, too, man. I mean, there's peppered all through the country. All through the fucking country, you know?
And when it comes down to apportionment for House of Representatives seats, they can be counted. I don't care even if they're not citizens, they can be counted for that in a state.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, if the government shuts down, hopefully they'll shut down funding them fuckers. You know what I mean? Because they're funded. We fund these fuckers.
Well, there are things in the federal government that are not supposed to shut down in a government shutdown. But what I read an article the other day, I cannot for the life of me remember where the hell I saw it, but they were talking about how when the government shuts down, the illegals will still be funded. And that just pissed me off. I was mad.
Well, that might be true, but maybe not. I know Social Security's covered. I think about, that's the only thing I know about is Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, whatever.
I think national parks are supposed to be open too. They're supposed to be funded, but they're saying they're
I think they close them. I think they close them too, man.
They're closing them.
They did last time. Right. Who cares? I don't go to another motherfuckers anyway. I can go do some shit in the fucking woods. They can't fuck me about it now. So I live in Mark Twain National Forest. You know what I'm saying? I'm in a big federal area. Yeah. But I can go out to firewood and all kind of shit, hunt out there. Well, you can hunt anyway, but don't give a shit. But you don't cut a fucking tree down. Don't even fuck around. They'll lock your ass up.
They'll get you.
Yeah, they will. Yep, they will. I've seen guys get a lot of years in federal prison for cutting cedar trees out of the fucking forest. Yeah. So.
They've had a few of them here, too, that have been put away for doing something like that. And
mm-hmm.
I was always lucky. I had a friend who had land, and he allowed me to go on his land and get a tree. So.
Yeah, that's what I like. Well, I got 19 acres, and I live in the woods. I mean, I have plenty of firewood for the rest of my life. You know, I'll never run out of firewood. But,
yeah.
You know, I mean, it ain't all woods, but, you know, about over a little over half of it, probably. But, you know, that's cool. I like it. You know, all oak. And there's some cedar, but I tear cedar trees out as fast as I see them. I can't stand them so much. Because, you know, cedar smells good and all that shit, but ticks love cedar. They love it.
Yep.
So
they do.
And what is the biggest tree in this area? Cedar.
Cedar.
So, yeah, fucking cedar all over the place. But, I mean, yeah. You know, people around here, you know, like, I see these guys, these newcomers coming in from the cities buying these little wood chippers, you know, little lawnmower engine on and shit. I have a 3-point for a tractor, you know. That's how I chip shit up out here. But you know, they'll throw cedar through them things, right? And cedar is so sappy, you know.
Yeah.
And they'll wind up dunking them up, but they can't, the fuckers won't burn them, or else they'll die. I don't understand why I just chopped a few legs or limbs in this motherfucker and all of a sudden it froze up. Yeah, I'm sure it did. And it's like fucking super glue. And then when you handle cedar, you get it on your hands, it never comes off either, you know. So that's good.
There isn't much that'll get it off either.
Not really. Uh-uh. Might get some acetone, might knock it off, but not likely, you know. Yeah, that's the woods. And I've cut a lot of cedar in my day. Cedar is good money. You get the right, you know, thickness of it. And you get some decent-sized sticks, you make some money off it. 51 inches. That's the cut line, 51 inches. But, yeah, I don't know. I've seen people use it for firewood and fucking catch your house on fire. You know, that's how fucking stupid people are. That sticky shit goes up that blue, it sticks to that motherfucker, next thing you got a fucking Roman candle.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, I had a dude working for me. This retarded motherfucker, he threw furniture, everything to his wood fireplace. He was fucking retarded. Anyway, I mean, he's a good worker. I go to pick this guy up one morning, and there's flames coming out of a stack of his chimney. Flames. I'm like, holy Jesus, man, that fucking chimney's on fire. And so he comes out and gets in the truck and says, man, you know your fucking chimney's on fire? He says, yeah, fuck it, so what? Okay, all right.
Just trying to help.
Yeah, went to work, came back, and it was fine. It was out when we got back. Like, oh, my God. I said, what do you put in that wood burner, man? Y'all put anything in that fucking brown dump? Don't it, did it, man? Okay. I said, cedar? She's like, yeah, man, I threw a couch to that motherfucker, too, man. I said, old couch to that fucking thing. The upholstery and all, yeah, man, fuck yeah. I threw it all to that motherfucker. Oh, my God. You know, what can you say? Yeah. Just shake your head and let it go. Yeah, that's all you can do, man. People are funny. You know. They never think. The common sense is gone a long time ago.
Oh, absolutely.
I see it more and more every day.
I was listening to a show that I did almost 13 years ago where I mentioned on it that common sense was dead. And I had one person on there and they got pissed off at me and left.
Well, that's a stark reality, though. It is dead. Common sense, people don't have, when you're driving down the highway anymore, you ever notice how people don't give a fuck? They'll climb right up your ass, they'll cut you right off. They don't care.
Yeah.
You know? And the ones I like is the people that drive real fucking slow. I love them. You know, because I get to watch, because I'm, you know, I don't want to be the one behind them, technically. So I know the guy behind me is going to be sticking up my asshole. You know what I'm saying? You know, anyway, I'll be in the line, somebody get my asshole. But anyway, is I like slow people because I watch the people get mad. You know, people get mad. They don't like slow motherfuckers.
You know, they'll beep their horns at you, flip you off, flash their lights.
Oh, yeah,
in.
Yeah.
I'm one of them.
Yeah.
You know, I don't care if you're going slow in the right lane, but if you're in the left lane on the freeway
going
60 in a 65, my screen is just going to blow up on you, man.
That'd be sweet. I love having you behind me. You know, as a matter of fact, I got this LED strip to go, I can put in the back window of my car or truck, you know, and I can program whatever I want to say in the biggest, like I say, 5 inches tall, and it's like fucking, what, 3-4 feet wide. But anyway, I'm going to stick it in my window. You can stick it in the window of your car, and I'm going to say, you know, I have it flash on the back, of a warning, the closer you get, the slower I go. Just to piss them off, you know, slow down. So I've got down so slow, it's creeping. The needle didn't come off the fucking speedometer. You know what I mean? A little later. That's how slow I went for a motherfucker one time. Bite up my ass, man. Then he followed me into a grocery store parking lot. The closer you got the mask, the slower I went. You ever thought about backing the fuck off me? I would have went a little faster. You know? I think you're a threat to society. I think you're a danger to the road. And you got a driver's license, don't you? You know? Of course you do. That driver's license bullshit's bullshit. Motherfuckers ain't going to be no different than whatever they fucking want to do. That's how they're going to do it. You know, the only people who worry about you don't get wrecked is the majority of the people worry about their goddamn investment had to pay for that fucking car they're driving. You know what I mean? They don't want it fucked up.
That's
but there are those
true.
Who don't care. There are those that just don't give them.
You know, I have a good old time, like, working with truck drivers, you know, like you get the asshole that's cutting everybody off and then they cut... And they, you know, and I see them, and they cut off me, and they cut off a truck driver, stuff like that. And I love being able to box them in, you know. And it's like the truck driver will know exactly what I'm doing. It's like I'll be going right up, right next to them, you know. So I'll quick speed up, and then I'll cut that driver off, and then I'll slow down right next to the semi truck. And, like, the semi-truck driver's like, yeah, I know what you're doing. We're locking this motherfucker in for a while. It's like, yep.
Yeah.
You ain't going nowhere, asshole.
Yeah.
I
mean, I
have
been known.
Slow down. You know, like,
I've been
I love
known,
it. It's like the old.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been known on the highways to pass on the side curb. You know what I mean? I've done that before. Yeah, but, of course, I had the car to keep fucking handle it. But, yeah, I never hurry anymore. I just know I do a speed limit or less than the speed limit. One, it's not the fact that I'm being cautious. I'm trying to save fuel. That's my main thing now. Because the price of gasoline, man, fuck.
Yeah.
So, you know, fuck. I mean, I know. It's going to be ridiculous. And tomorrow's trip, tomorrow I'm taking, like, oh, my God.
Well,
I guess
what I've done yesterday.
What's that?
I got rid of my cell phone provider, service provider, and signed up with PureTalk. And my old cell phone provider, I was having problems with my texting, and I called them 3 times and hooked up with customer service, and I couldn't understand a word they said. And I've always was going to jump over to PureTalk. But I finally did. PureTalk is American. They hire Americans. Customer service is American. You understand what the hell they're saying?
What they're saying, yep.
You're damn right. I said to myself, no need talking about these problems and complaining and whining and bitching. And when it's all said, you go out and still spend money with those entities. And that the Simple Mobile was taken over by Verizon, and you go do the research on Verizon, they all up in New York, D.C., and every place else, especially those places that's toxic to Donald Trump. So I ain't dealing with it. We have to start shopping like this.
Yep.
Yeah,
I've been looking for a different thing. I've been looking at Patriot Mobile and Straight Talk too, so
I've been using Straight Talk about 5 years and I didn't have a problem with them at all. But they're using Verizon network, so
yeah,
it's cheaper than Verizon. It's cheaper than Verizon.
Yeah.
It's toxic. Yeah, probably.
Yeah. And plus, Verizon give your information to the intelligence services. Do a Wikipedia on them, and they got a whole page of their history, and it talks about this.
Yeah. I haven't had Verizon in a long time. I didn't like them.
I'm looking at this pure talk.
Verizon was better for business. Like, I remember, you know, they really suck customer service-wise. You know, you're just a peon kind of a thing. But, you know, if you're a business and you need high-speed lines and, you know, phones and stuff, then Verizon's the way to go because I think they kind of cater to their business aspect more so than they do the regular average consumer.
Yeah, and now everybody's using their lines.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But these people, they are cruising for something. I don't know what, but they're cruising for something. We'll see what happens. Other people spending other people's money. That's what we got going around here.
Yeah, I just found a story in Newsmax that says a suit to disqualify Trump under the 14th Amendment filed in Michigan.
That's it. There you go. That's the one. You found it.
Yeah.
So y'all see, I'm not really that crazy now, okay?
Oh, never thought you were.
What, really? Well, thank you, Robert. I appreciate it. Thank you. You're the first. Yeah. Be wiser than serpents for dumb people, just saying. Smartphones for dumb people. Yep.
Well, damn it. I got to get rid of that one. Okay, where is it?
This the message I got whenever I tried to send a text. It says, free message. Unable to send message. Message blocking is active.
Oh, boy.
And every person I tried to send a text message to, I got their message. So I called Simple Mobile, and they said, yeah, September the 1st, Verizon bought the company. And apparently, you're just not getting around to it. So the heck with them. Don't spend money with them devils. They sell you out and every other thing.
Yep.
They don't give a damn about the U.S.
Oh, hell no. Most of them don't.
No.
They only care about the almighty dollar. They don't care about anything else just so long as they can get that dollar. So... Okay, let's see here.
I was just going to say, you know, they haven't cared for a while. The second they go public, then they no longer care about customer service. The only fucking thing they care about is making their shareholders happy. That's it. You know?
Okay, we got 407 on the line with his hand up, so bring him in or her. Hello, welcome.
How you doing? This is Nathan in Orlando.
Oh boy, good to have you
listen,
here.
I want to go back to
guys
were talking. Hey, how you doing, young lady? Hey, listen, I want to go back to something y'all were talking about earlier with Biden, and pretty much all of it. But why is it when it comes to Biden and Ukraine and blackmailing them to drop the prosecutor? Why is it that nobody brings up that it was Mike Pence that went over there and made sure they did everything just as we had ordered? I have this on the video that when he's talking about it, that we keep hearing it in the news. You know, we're hearing it about, you know, Biden sitting in this little conference and bragging about, you know, saying, okay, I'm going to be leaving in six hours, and if he's not dropped, then you're not getting the money. Right after that, he says, and then he starts explaining what Mike Pence went over there to do to make sure all this stuff happened.
I will send this
tonight when I get home. I will send it to Lori, and she can forward it to you guys. You know, Mike Pence really, really ticks me off. He stands in front of the Bible Thumpers talking about pro-life, and he's got an abortion policy. You know, it's like the Republicans and the Democrats are trained to treat him like his image that he presents. Nobody jumps up and disagrees with him, and he's bad news. But I'll send this to you when I get home tonight.
Okay.
I'll send it to Lori.
Sounds good.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna hang up and I'm gonna have to get off the phone, but I'm gonna dial you back in on my phone and listen to you as I travel back to Orlando.
Okay.
Okay, but I'm gonna blow the horn. Hey, listen,
right.
I'm gonna blow my horn for Lori, okay? I'll see y'all later. Bye-bye.
I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I take it, Nathan, you liked my story about, you know, trapping people that cut off truckers and working with them.
Yeah,
to block
I heard
them,
that.
Right?
I heard that. I heard that. But that's the tune whenever kids are doing their faint, they're pumping their arm, wanting me to blow the horn. I do that, and that really gets them excited. So. But anyway,
kids,
I'm going to let you
do
get
that?
It. And
I remember doing that when I was a kid. I didn't know if kids actually still do that or not.
Yeah, well, I run into a lot in city driving. Most of my driving is city driving. And when I'm sitting at a red light, these kids will be down there in the car doing that, and I always tell them, wait till the light changes, because I don't want to beep the horn and some guy runs the light or takes off or whatever and crunches into something. But I'm going to hang up, and I got to call back, not call back, but get back onto my phone to listen to the show. But as soon as I get home, back to Orlando and get home, I will send Lori that video. And Mike Pence, man, he looks good to a lot of people. And, you know, I've talked to several pastors that when you start trashing him, they just go crazy. I had one guy tell me, you're just a liberal Democrat. And I said, let me send this to you. You got to promise that when you get it, you will listen to it. He goes, I will. And then after that, he doesn't want to talk politics anymore. I'm like, yeah, well, just remember, you're the one that endorsed this idiot, and he's lying to your sheep, you know. It's a messed up deal. But anyway, let me get, and I will see y'all later, and I'll be listening to you.
Okay. Stay safe out there.
Yes, sir, I will. Bye-bye.
Yeah, that's something that you know, a lot of people don't think about. You know, I used to live in Indiana when he was our governor, and I liked him as the governor, but there were things that he would do that kind of made me think, now, wait a minute, what the hell is he doing? You know, he'd get some pushback, and he'd back off. You know, and I thought, no, something's going on here, and I don't like it. And now that he's, you know, he got to be vice president for a while, he's so full of himself that he just can't stand it, and that I don't like him anymore. I used to like him when he was governor of Indiana because he did a good job, but he just kind of lost it when he went federal.
You know, but guys, you look at that debate and you look at the people on that stage, and it's traitors and nobody. Pence is a traitor. Nikki Haley's a traitor. What's his name from Florida is a traitor. You know, all those guys are traitors. They're traitors. She was in the administration. She betrayed him.
Mm-hmm.
What's his name got elected because of Trump? He betrayed
because
him.
Of Trump. Mm-hmm.
And what's it called? Was the vice president, and he betrayed him.
Yep, they just can't seem to help themselves. I don't know. It's just, I guess they think that, well, if I do this, then I'm going to make a big name out of myself, because if I win on this, then I beat Trump. And, you know,
and the latest guy, the latest guy that's going to get, that they're talking about getting into the race is the governor of Virginia.
Oh.
That basically got in because of Trump as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when you got people, they hate him so much that what they're trying to do is get everybody that he helped out to betray him. And that basically, that whole, this whole court case in Arizona and in Georgia, the whole thing about fucking the RICO, that's all this is they want enough of these people to flip on him so that they can put him away.
And it's not working so far.
Right. What happened with these two lawyers that they wanted a speedy trial? They don't want people to get speedy trials because they want everybody, they want all 19 of these people, including Trump, in one trial so they can get everybody, flip on everybody.
And I think a judge went against that one and said they couldn't do it. And I haven't heard anything else about it.
Couldn't do what?
That they couldn't do all of them at the same time. I think a federal judge said they couldn't do that. And I'm surprised that I haven't heard a district judge or something come out and say, oh, that's unconstitutional, you can't do that, so they can do what they wanted to do. But, I haven't heard anything about it so far, so.
Yeah, we'll see what happens with these. We'll see what happens with these people. It's like they can't get enough of trying to go after this guy.
Yeah. And then they can't understand why his ratings keep going up. It's like, you know, we did this perfect thing that should have been just gotten rid of him, and what's happening here? It's like, okay, idiots.
If that story y'all read earlier about this this whole thing with this possible case out of Michigan, well, here we go again. His ratings are going to go up again. If he's already at 60% now, what are they going to be after if this case out of Michigan happens?
Yeah, the thing about the thing in Michigan, it's right now in Newsmax that I found, it says a liberal group on Friday filed a lawsuit in Michigan contending that former President Donald Trump is disqualified from regaining his old job based on a rarely used post-Civil War provision in the U.S. Constitution. And so it's just based on it, so it's probably not true anyway.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. I mean, apparently they don't get that was not only meant for that one thing. That law or whatever is only meant for that one guy, for those one certain guys, because they didn't want the Southerners, the Confederates, to get back in the office.
Yeah.
So,
that's all that was, and nobody today is a Confederate. Well, you never know anymore. It might be, but I think they're grasping at straws.
Yep.
So,
where's old Thorch tonight, I wonder.
Well, we do have a Skype number raising their hand.
Oh, really?
I wonder if it's Sarge.
Yeah, it might be.
Should we test it, see who it is?
Yeah, I guess so. Let's see here.
Oh, oops. We're both at the controls at the same time. Hey, Skype number, you're on. Who we got?
Hello.
Ooh. Hello. It is Sarge.
Hi, Sarge.
Hello, Sarge. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, hi.
Yes, I am.
Howdy do. Happy Friday.
Yeah, I had you in the green room there for a second, Sarge. Oh, boy. Well, at least he was
okay.
Talking.
Now everybody goes silent. Like, where's Sarge? Where's Sarge? And then now he's on. Now everybody's quiet.
Where is he? Still can't hear him.
Yeah, I know. He was talking really well when I had him in the green room and finding out if that was him, and now I don't hear him.
You know another company, major corporation, is at Target. Target supports the LGBTQ stuff, and it's also a heavy supporter to that one organization called Glensen, GLSEN. Who was headed by Kevin Jennings, who Obama made his educational czar when he was elected. Kevin Jennings and Glensen go back to 2000 when they had the weekend seminars at Tufts College. That's when they bused kids in as young as 12, and they had those breakout workshops, and some of the discussions topics were, should I swallow or spit it out, and fisting, F-I-S-T-I-N-G.
Ooh.
The name of the event was called the Fistgate Conference. You can still Google it, and it pops up today. Fistgate Conference.
Good God.
So these people are all around you, man. All around you. If you don't keep up with them, hell, you'd be sitting across the table eating lunch from them or something. That ain't no shit. Target started off with those genderless bathrooms. They had one in St. Louis. It was trying it there in Westfall Plaza, right there on the outskirts of Ferguson. And some guy went in a bathroom with a girl and started abusing her.
I know in Indiana when I was living there, we had a Target that decided to go that route, and I had my stepdaughters were with us then, and every time they'd go in the bathroom, I'd stand right there at the door and not let anybody in if they were in there.
Here's an article that says, why is Glensen, G-L-S-E-N, and why is its partnership with Target being scrutinized? Target Corporation is facing new allegations over its decade-plus partnership with Glensen, an LGBTQ-plus advocacy group. Heck, they've given them a whole lot of money. And that's what they do. I know Kevin Jennings does it. And you see, you know, we talk about what Obama be involved in, and he had this latest revelation about him and this homosexual come out and talk about Obama buying cocaine and giving him blowjobs in the car. It's stuff is starting to come out, and these puzzles are starting to be put together, like the mysterious killing of his chef there on this property. Then the sound like cover up. Then you had this man, this black chef, his black mother was in the paper about one time. It said she wants answers. Now you don't hear anything from her.
Yeah.
Now, if that had been a white police officer killing him, it would be all, it would make the Moscow Times.
Yeah. That's for sure.
So it's something going on with Obama. And I think that Michelle, I think this guy was banging Michelle because Obama and his weak ass always smoking. He don't even have a second or third breath. He ain't taking care of her. He was probably serving her in bed, breakfast. And then things began to happen. I mean, a young man was a man. I think he was like 39 or 40 years old.
Yeah. Well, oh, man,
I probably would have done it, too. Rick would have done it.
Are we sure that Michelle's a woman?
Hello, is anyone there?
Hello there, how are you?
Oh, I'm fine. I just found this show and I listened to it a little bit and found some of the topics in here really interesting. But I just wanted to inform you that there's no stopping us gays. And we're going to come for you and pull you down to the darkest depths of hell and rip you to pieces.
Sweet.
Oh, my
God.
Yeah,
okay. We're going to let that person talk to themselves in the green room for a little while.
Well, I think I just dropped them.
I had a feeling that was coming. Like, where are all the trolls coming from all of a sudden? It's like, did a newsletter go out for all the trolls to...
That sounds like Linda Blair in The Exorcist.
Yeah. After she was possessed.
Well,
yeah, we lost
that super moon. That super moon has gotten into people's heads, I guess. I don't know.
I tell you, Gabe, what I catch you around my kids is going to be Katie bar the door.
Well, I'll tell you. Yeah.
Now, you see, Robert, you let her on, and you unceremoniously dumped me.
I didn't mean to do that.
Shame on you.
Well, I got to be able to shut them down, so that was a good thing.
Okay. I thought maybe you tried to send me a subtle message from them. I didn't know.
Oh, heck no.
Not so subtle message, perhaps. Anyway, but yeah, it's another day, another. How many dollars is 33 trillion? Anybody know?
Oh God, more than I'll ever see.
Yeah. 33 trillion dollars is $33 trillion to be exact. See, it's so overwhelming. I can't even make sense of it. $33 trillion of debt, and the bank account is going up, and now we get to pay millions and billions for illegal aliens, too. Ain't we got fun?
Yep.
Ain't we got fun?
Right.
This is just marvelous. And you know what really got me, though? I mean, something that really got me really wondering, the depths to which these anti-Trumpers will sink. I guess there really isn't any ground floor to it. Because this judge, it's a judge in New York, did no trial, no jury, no nothing, just said that President Trump overvalued his real estate holdings in New York, and I guess that would mean that would cause him to have to pay too much in taxes in order to get government financing loans. He overvalued property, they raised the property tax valuation. But anyway, we know that all the banks and lenders, because these were the top financial institutions that loaned the money, so they do their diligence on checking out the borrower and what he claims to be true. They do all the background on it. All the operational loans and the business loans got paid back. There were no defaults or banking interests that were adversely impacted by the deal. There were no victims of the state called fraud. But the judge says that Trump, he's got to dissolve himself of all his businesses in New York State and get out of the state in 10 days. Now, this is something I just never thought I'd see in the United States.
Yep.
But I guess I got to stop saying that, because now I think I actually should expect this sort of thing when you have a political opponent.
Yeah.
Now we got the high court in New York has already ruled on what constitutes fraud, and this doesn't seem to fit the bill.
Yep. Well, I just got knocked out of my own chat room.
Oh, that so right.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd be sticking up for a rich person the way I am here, but this is so obvious as to what is going on. They truly view this man as a threat. They have enlisted every single entity in government, state and federal, in order to get him. It really is straight out of East Germany or the Soviet Union.
Yeah. Oh, man.
I've said before, Sarge, this, what's his name? Joe McCarthy. Senator McCarthy is turning over in his grave right now. Because if he's paying attention somewhere in the great blue north, if he's paying attention, he's seeing all kinds of communists and socialists in the government now, just like it was in the 50s.
Well, you know what? He was right about the communist government. He just sometimes went after the wrong target. But he was right about at least sounding the alarm about the extent of penetration into the United States government, and some of them people were actually handled from Moscow. But the Soviet Union is dead now, so you got to say, what's the excuse now? Well, they don't need an excuse. They've adopted the tenets of Marxism. USSR was never really a Marxist state. It was a totalitarian communist state, not the same thing. These people, these smarty pants, think they can take Marxist principles and actually make them work. They think there is a way to make them work if you just give them to the smart elite people who will not make the same mistakes they did in North Korea and China and Russia and Zimbabwe and Yugoslavia and Hungary and Chile and, good God, the list is endless. They're going to do it this time. They can do it right. But they can't, because Marxism and communism are against human nature. There's no way to make them comport with human nature. It's not possible. That's why it never works.
Yeah. That's the thing. I guess you heard earlier that there's another fucking lawsuit coming from Michigan, right? That they're trying to get him on the 14th Amendment about getting him off the ballot.
Okay. All right. Look. This is like a Hail Mary. The glitchy Donald Trump becoming politically ascendant, and now they're like a quarterback in the last 2 seconds of the game trying to throw a Hail Mary. Let me tell you why this ain't gonna work. The reason this ain't gonna work is very simple, because it doesn't apply to Donald Trump. Now, true, it was obviously targeted at the Confederacy, but it is worded in such a manner as it can apply to anyone who participates in an insurrection rebellion, even though originally the intent was to apply it to members of the Confederacy. But let's look at what it says. Okay, let's take a look at what it actually says, because, these people like to invoke names they ain't even read or don't read thoroughly. It's one paragraph. Seems like to me they'll be able to read it. There's no person shall be a senator or representative in Congress. So they start off in the paragraph with a very high federal government official, the second highest elected government official in the federal government, a senator. That's the second highest elected official. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But you think, though, after that they go down to a representative, which is the next highest, okay? And they finally elect a president. But notice, they don't start with no person shall be a president or vice president or a senator. They just start off with a senator. So they don't mention the president or the vice president here. So I would imagine it doesn't apply to them because it didn't even mention them. But it mentions specifically two other officers. But it leaves out the two members of the executive branch because the executive branch in its entirety is the president and the vice president. Yeah, they got thousands of people who work for them and are in the executive branch, but the executive branch itself is composed of two people. They're not mentioned in this section. Next. Or hold any office, civil or military, under the United States or under any state who, having previously taken an oath as a member of Congress or as an officer of the United States or as a member of any state legislature or as an executive or judicial officer of any state to support the Constitution of the United States. Now, Donald Trump is one of the few people ever elected to presidential office who never held any civil office, federal, local, or state. He never served in the armed forces. He never took an oath at anything. He never took any previous oath to defend the Constitution. So that can't apply. So let's go to the next one. Let's see here. Shall I have engaged in insurrection, rebellion, or the same, or given aid or comfort to the enemies thereof, but Congress may by a vote of two-thirds of each house remove such disability. So we already see there's a jurisdictional problem. It doesn't mention the president. It can't apply to Donald Trump because he never took a previous oath to defend the Constitution of the United States. So can't that then apply to him? So did he engage in insurrection or rebellion? Well, the idiots in the Congress, in the House of Representatives, impeached him for incitement to commit insurrection. And he was acquitted at trial by the United States Senate. They found him not guilty of inciting an insurrection. So, even though that's not a criminal trial, it's a civil proceeding in which he was found not guilty of an insurrection. So you got that to go on. He's already been tried in an adjudicatory proceeding that has great weight, even if it's civil, and they said he wasn't guilty of it. But finally, I want to know this, and I never got an answer to this. By what legal mechanism do you declare Donald Trump to be guilty of insurrection rebellion? Adam Schiff, Swalwell, Nancy Pelosi? You mean when they just make a decree, and they, Jerry Nadler, AOC, they just declare someone have engaged in insurrection or rebellion, and therefore it is? What is the formal legal mechanism to determine it? A vote of Congress? What? What? These people haven't thought this through. They don't care to think it through. They're making it up on the fly and hoping somebody to go along with it, like every other criminal indictment they made against Donald John Trump. These people are lawless. Lawless. They don't give a good goddamn about the Constitution, the rule of law, or anything. They only care about power. Power and the ability to bend others to their will. There's nothing more, nothing less. All this talk about the law and the Constitution is just a fig leaf to end to what to them is an existential threat to their continued evil existence in political life. They can go to hell. And I hope one day we could send them to hell, either literally or figuratively. But one way or the other, they got to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Yep.
They need to go.
Oh, wow.
And
hey, guys, I just realized we only got about a minute left of the live broadcast already. This time has flown by. So if you're out there and you're listening and you want to contribute to the conversation, call in now, 646-478-5284, within the next 45 seconds, and then we'll be going into overtime.
This one will pass. These people,
they just don't stop.
No. Like I said, Donald Trump said it so accurately. They're not really after me. They're after you. I'm just in the way. They perceive him rightly or wrongly, and I think more rightly than wrongly, as an existential threat to the continued hold on power. And they fear greatly what he might wreak in the terms of vengeance should he get back into office. They are terrified of the prospect. That's why they're getting desperate. They're like cornered rats. And you know what a demic rat can do when he gets cornered and starts bearing his little rodent canines?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's the thing. I mean, all this stuff is gonna fail. They got to know that, right? All of it's gonna fail. This New York judge, that's gonna try and put him out of business. There's this other judge that reopened the fucking Eugene Carroll case and it was closed down because he said, "Oh, he now adding defamation to that case because Eugene Carroll." Because Trump was saying, well, Easy, I don't know her. I never met her. She called her cat vagina, you know. So it's like this other judge with the Eugene Carroll case reopens it and does that. You got the fucking, the hush money, porn star hush money case up there in New York. You got this case, this asshole Jack Smith. In Washington, D.C., and you got our favorite Black Panther, Fannie Willis, down there in Atlanta. So, you know, it's all over the place. Oh, and by the way, guys, did you see where Katie Hobbs had to step down? She stepped down temporarily because she's going to kind of a procedure or something done. Obviously, it's a serious one, but she stepped down.
Better person.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. So,
couldn't have happened to a more deserving person.
You know, what's the name? Carrie Lake has now pivoted. Looks like she's now pivoted to go. She's going to run for Senate out there against Mark, whatever his name is, Gabby Gifford's guy. Gabby Gifford's husband, right? So I guess she figures, well, she's forgetting about me and the fact that I cheated her out of the election. And it was a fraudulent election out there in many ways because she was running for governor, was Katie Hobbs, but she was still the freaking Secretary of State at the time.
Yep.
Which is highly illegal.
And, of course, nobody said anything about it.
No, they didn't.
Well, I mean, I did, but, hell, what kind of pull do I have? Nothing.
You know, this organization, Glensing, has got a side organization called Rainbow Libraries where they're going around in school districts trying to put these books in them. And you know what's in the books.
Oh, yeah.
I knew a school in St. Louis called Pomoja. It was on Enright and Vandeventer. The parents met. And they agreed upon a time and a date. And they came back to the library and went through every book in that library and created a big pile on the floor. When they was done, they threw all those books in the dumpster. Any books had any LGBTQ+ content in them, stick figures, and all that mess, they got them out of their school. And I would encourage others to do the same thing. Over your kids, if you don't want your kids to be exposed to such garbage, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
I put a link in your...
Come on. I mean, if I had a 7-year-old, I would totally want them to know all the different types of dildos there are and battery-powered versus not, how to use them anally, how to perform oral sex.
And how
I mean,
to turbocharge
I totally want my
things.
8-year-old to have an instruction manual on all these things in their schools. I don't understand what the problem is.
That's why the jumper cables were on the nightstand.
Yeah, Gloria, exactly. I put a link in your Facebook chat. Two links in your Facebook chat on the story. And I must have shared it with about 60 or 70 other people.
Mm-hmm.
This stuff is ridiculous. You know, I don't understand. You know, I don't care what people do. But you shouldn't be trying to push this crap on other children, especially if their parents don't want them to be exposed to it. The total disregard of the authority of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Act as if it's just not there. That's fighting words to me.
Yep, absolutely. I know that I've taken part in a bunch of demonstrations around here where we've had, I think it started out with the nurses during COVID, and then it got to the schools, and we started doing stuff here against what the school boards were doing. And I think those things are still going, but you don't hear much about them anymore. Okay. I shut everybody up. Oh, boy.
I got distracted by posting a meme. The Facebook chat, if you guys see it. It's kind of funny. It's one of those, you'll just have to go to the Facebook chat. If I try to explain it, it'll lose its humor.
Well, you could always try.
Has anybody heard any rumors that Robert Kennedy is going to run as an independent? Is there anything to these rumors?
I talked about that earlier. It was in Newsmax. And actually mentioned that he was going to run for an independent. And I think I talked about it right at the very start of the show. See if I can find it again. Yeah, here it is. They got a new one now. And it says the first article said he was thinking of doing it. And now there's another one that says report denied by DNC. RFK Jr. is set to declare independent White House run. So the DNC has denied it.
Well, they're breaking by Ronnie's and Andrew's house.
Mm-hmm. You know about it.
Nicholas, something like that.
Nicholas Rose, yeah. Who they live on.
Yeah.
Well, that would be great because he would have, I'm almost certain he could get at least 5 to 10% of the rat vote.
Yeah.
There was a water... Road
11. Yeah. 5-10% of the rat vote. I don't know how they could steal that many more votes to make up the difference, but I guess they're planning to do it.
It might not have.
Oh, something might be out.
Yeah.
You're
going to get bullshit tomorrow. Yes, we got to go. We got to leave here about 9:30. Because it'll take probably at least 3 hours to get there. Can't be too late. Then Donna's heading to her class reunion thing.
Yeah.
Gotta get back and get ready and go to her class reunion. Tommy just told her,
I don't know,
the other day or something.
I have spared myself the experience of attending a high school reunion successfully so far.
If you're so down to press about it, I can't help it. I told you 3 months ago. You knew.
I know.
Way ahead of time. I knew you were going to be this much of a bitch about it. I would have just took in the bus over there. It would have been no problem.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I can't. I'll see you before the bedroom a little bit.
You want to go ahead?
I'm taking them
in the morning. I got you take plus the morning.
Please,
without my feet. I can't sleep straight like all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, well.
I just can't
take my other. I'll get off the bed too. I'm going to swim in that bed. That's all it's myself.
I'm taking everything and locking it up.
Size my dog in the chair.
My bedroom.
So what is going on? Like, is everybody having a conversation?
I have no idea. I'm like, with other people.
How are you going to take care of a dog?
I have no idea.
You can't.
Are we just like listening to a domestic situation?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that. Because I was looking on Newsmax, because usually when I start Newsmax, it starts up a video. Well, I look there and there's no video going, so I don't know.
Oh, somebody forgot to mute their phone. Did you see that Trump is calling for ending that he's calling for the RNC to end any further primary debate since the ratings for the GOP debate were so low, and he's like, we need to focus on, you know, getting rid of Biden, and, you know, it's kind of pointless to have these debates.
Yep.
And why doesn't this surprise me? Because, I mean, he's calling for basically what the DNC has done. You know, the DNC said, no, we're not going to have any primary debates for the Democrat Party. Everybody's for Biden, right? And so Trump is now calling to do the same thing, you know? So that's kind of like, but that just goes to show, I mean, people tuned in once again to hear Trump speak instead of the GOP debate. But I actually watched the GOP debate. I somehow stomached it for 2 hours, only because I watched it via the Black Powder podcast, which is a libertarian podcast. So they were making comments on it and stuff like that. And so that's the only thing that made it tolerable was watching it via that libertarian podcast. If I watched it just plain, I would have been like snooze fest, you know. It was a clown show, to say the least, as usual.
Don't you just love those clown shows?
Chris Christie especially. Oh, my God. It's like, why are you running again, you know? I have a feeling if his ratings didn't drop even further, like if that's even possible, I'll be like, okay, who actually really likes this guy?
No, man. I just
said it earlier, though. They're not trying, because all these other guys are failing. They're trying to get, what's his name, in Virginia? The governor of Virginia. They're trying to get him to run. Because everybody else is failing.
I was just reading an article in Newsmax, and the headline on it just caught my attention. It said Oprah is mentioned to replace Feinstein. That would be a joke.
Wait a minute. Oprah. To my knowledge, Oprah doesn't live in California, does she?
I don't know. I think so, but it says
she does.
Names,
she has a house in Malibu as well as Maui. I'm pretty sure she has a Malibu house.
It says names that have been discussed to finish Feinstein's term include Holly Mitchell, a Los Angeles County supervisor, Angela Glover Blackwell, a civil rights lawyer in Oakland, and founder of Policy Link, a research and advocacy nonprofit group, and Shirley Weber, the California Secretary of State, according to the Times. TV's Oprah Winfrey has also been mentioned, according to the Associated Press. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
One of these days.
I'll zoom to the moon.
I know. I just hope, I don't really hope for the death for people, you know. I don't want to say hope. But, you know, if Feinstein's gone, I think that Pelosi's probably going to be next. And it says Pelosi, obviously, you know, she's got some issues. She's not the epitome of health. And so that would be two San Franciscoans that have dominated politics in Congress and the Senate that would have vacant seats. And you know how many, you know, gun-hating, authoritarian, you know, anti-Constitution people be clamoring for both of those seats.
Yep. And being in California, you know Newsom will make sure that it's the person taking their place will be just as liberal as they can possibly be.
Yeah. That's you look at California, and in particular that district in San Francisco, it doesn't matter who comes out of that district. It's just going to be her, but 40 years younger, you know. In fact,
we've been lucky so far that we're all old.
In fact, she was trying to get it to the point where her daughter was going to take over for her, was Pelosi.
Yeah.
But that came.
That would be not a good thing.
The other one that needs to go is McConnell.
McConnell.
Mm-hmm. Yep. On the Republican side.
Mitch. The guy, he freezes. It's like he's having a seizure or some sort of thing. You know, it's like you look at him and he's just like his eyes are all over the place and it's like, I don't know.
He's preparing for Halloween.
Yeah, really.
I think it's like normalizing Biden, you know? It's like normalizing cognitive decline in political leadership, you know, and like, but that's what we're coming to.
Yep. I think they've been trying that ever since Biden took office.
Yeah.
Well, everything started to get quiet here.
I don't know. Seems that way.
Well, you know, if McCarthy and them go ahead with this impeachment on Biden, then the conservative states can keep him off the ballot. That's the way you do that stuff. Keep his sad butt off the ballot.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't understand conservatives, man. I really don't. They don't do anything exciting.
The big thing is what could happen this weekend with the fucking shutdown. You know,
yeah.
I say shut the fucking government down.
Yeah,
right.
The last time the government shut down, hardly anybody realized that it happened.
Well, if
yeah, I saw
shut
a
down.
Meme about that. It's like, yeah, the shutdown is so serious that the news has to keep repeating when the last shutdown was because everybody's forgotten. You know, it impacted them so much. They have to be reminded, you know.
You know,
well,
if one of us was
in the financial problem that this government is in, our debit and credit cards
absolutely
wouldn't work, our damn light switch wouldn't work, we turn the faucet on, wouldn't nothing come out, couldn't flush the toilet, everything would be jacked up.
Yeah, that's for sure. And it would have happened a long damn time ago.
I believe the last shutdown happened in like 2014, right after the Tea Party thing happened.
Yeah, and it was actually about 5 days, wasn't it? And
Shoot,
I didn't see any difference with the government shut down than it was with the government not shut down. I mean, And, you know, the way I look at it is they expect all of us to run by a budget. But the government has not done a budget since 1996. They have constantly run on these continuing resolutions, which are nothing more than just an emergency funding for something when it's not really an emergency anyway. And they're living by that.
Yes, it's an emergency. We need another $60 billion for the Ukraine. It's a crisis. It's a crisis.
Go ahead. Yep, yep. What they do is they wait and they wait and they wait, and then they do it on September, and then it's only for 60 days, and then they come back and they do one of them fucking omnibus things with 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 pages where we gotta pass the bill to find out what's in the bill. You know? I mean, really? Really? I mean, okay. What the Republicans have done is they passed several funding bills, several appropriations bills, which is what they're supposed to do, right? The House, it has the power of the purse. They're supposed to do these funding bills, right? These appropriations bills. So they did that. Taking away the woke and weaponized and all this stuff and everything else and cutting salaries and for different people and all this stuff. So they did their job. Now, the thing is what they want, the Senate and White House want, is a clean, quote, CR. A, quote, clean CR. And what the House wants, the majority of the, you know, people in the House want, is these appropriations bills that they pass to be there and not cut out the loop. If they send these bills over in a CR and they cut them out and the Senate cuts them out, well, that's going to be your shutdown, because they want the House wants these bills in, and the President and the Senate do not. So there is going to be a shutdown.
Yeah.
And they fear the shutdown because, like you said, if it turns out that nobody notices the government is shut down for an appreciable amount of time, well, that's out of sight, out of mind, right?
Yep. Absolutely.
Yep.
That's for sure.
Yeah, the last thing the government wants is for people to figure out how much they don't actually need government. Pretty much it.
Well, I've been saying that for years now.
Yep. And it's obvious, you know. There was a meme about Zelensky that I posted, too, about, you know, Ron Paul's on the top, you know, saying, you know, cut the spending, you know, stop, you know, funding other countries. And then on the bottom is Zelensky saying, but then who will build our roads?
Come on, Zelensky.
One of those classics.
Yeah. Just bring in the illegals. They'll do it.
Yeah. Well, they're doing that, that's for sure. You know, and I hear the Democrats going, well, we need them because there's 6 million jobs that are unfulfilled. And it's like, really? You know, if that was really true, I would not be struggling to find a job right now. It's like, how are you going to teach these illegals that don't know how to speak English how to do a resume that will pass through the AI scanning bot that actually gets to somebody in HR to look at it. It's like, if I can't even get my fucking resume to get optimized to make the bot happy, how do we expect some of the illegals to do so? That's what I'm wondering. And then, of course, those 6 million jobs, I'm sure, are jobs in places like, I don't know, Target in Portland that's going to be closed down. They need helpers to help, you know, break down all the stuff. help put those, you know, going out of business sale labels on everything, you know, so it's temporary work.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Or like me, here in Salem, they are going to be opening up a factory to develop and produce AI robots. And so I'm just like, oh, there you go. I could get a job there and literally build my own replacement and be out of a job. That sounds like an awesome idea.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And, yep. And long, you know, there's too many people here in the United States who are actually looking for work. So it's like, you know, why bring in all these others, you know, and the only thing I can come up with is that they need their voter base and they don't have one, so they're bringing one in.
Right, that's exactly what's happening. They're losing their voter base, their traditional voter base, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, think about it. Look at what's happening in Georgia, you know, where they're putting Trump on trial, and yeah, you can say, well, yeah, Georgia is a majority African-American city. Atlanta is a majority African-American city. Sure, okay, I get that. But the African-Americans that showed up, there was a great amount of African-Americans that showed up to support Trump when he's riding to and from that guy. Fannie Willis's courthouse.
Yeah.
The Democrats had to have panicked when they saw that. I mean, it's been said, look, the amount of the black vote that generally goes for the Democrats, right, is 95% of the black vote. Blacks are only what 13% of the 14% of the country, right? But if 95% of that 13% goes strictly to the Democrats, then that's a big number. Now
yeah.
It's been said that if the Republicans or whomever and knock that down by, I don't know, 20% instead of 95%, get it down to 75%, you know, it's over for the Democrats. And so if that's the case, that's, well, they're panicking and they're opening the floodgates and they're trying to get more and more and more and more people in there. I mean, the whole... What do they call that doggone thing? The replacement theory is what it is. Demographic destiny or whatever the heck it's called.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats is all about demographics. It's all about the demographics.
Yeah. And they don't care about anybody else, but they want everybody else to care about them.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not
when people say with the Democrats it's hypocrisy, it's not hypocrisy. It's hierarchy.
Yep.
They've got the power and you don't, and they want to keep it that way. That's what it's all about. It's all about power with them.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure. and
insider trading so they can pad their own pocketbooks, you know. They're there to serve themselves.
Yeah, that's something I said the other day.
And, of course, Vanguard and BlackRock.
Insider trading. How do you think Pelosi's able to afford a $10,000 or $15,000 refrigerator with all that that designer ice cream in it? You know.
That's too bad. I didn't say that. Yeah. Too bad it wasn't all bad ice cream.
I wonder if Pelosi's a test subject for like mRNA ice cream. It would explain a lot.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
So, Lori, you watched that debate, right?
Yes. Yes, I did. I'm a champion.
Yeah. Did you see, not the debate, but did you see Dana Perino's eyebrows, how they were like up and they didn't move? And it was like she went and got work done or Botox or something.
Botox,
and
yeah.
It's like, wow. And she's not an old lady. You know, she's what, 50 maybe? It's not like she's Nancy Pelosi. You know? So I don't know
why.
Yeah,
it's like, here's a tip when you get Botox. Don't make public appearances for at least a week later so it can kind of settle in.
Yeah. Really.
You don't want to be like fresh out of the shop.
And if you happen to do that, don't say anything that you might need to make a face about.
Well, or don't appear on TV in a high profile, you know, place where you're going to be on the screen a lot, you know, and where
high definition.
High definition, close-ups, you know.
Yeah, Biden needs to take that same advice. I mean, Biden just keeps getting worse and worse. I mean, the guy he's incoherent. He doesn't know where the hell he is, who the hell he's talking to. I mean, he is just like, oh, my God. But we all knew this would happen. We all knew this would happen.
Himself, but much anymore.
Well, you get these B grade bad movies, you know, where they have this thing called the loud whisper, and that's what Biden does a lot. He does this loud whispering thing. I don't know what he does. How he decided in his dementia riddled mind that. You know, that's what he does. Now he also yells a lot. You know, so he goes from one extreme with the whispering to the other extreme with yelling at people. So there is no
middle ground. Yeah, like he recently did a speech, and that's exactly what happened. It's like 1 second he's like talking kind of normal, but you're still slurring his words. And then the next second, he's like yelling and screaming. And then the next second after that, he's doing his creepy whisper. And it's like,
yeah.
What the? It's like he's possessed or something, you know? It's like, you know, a demon is inside of the guy or something. I don't know. But or multiple personality or something, like, you know? It's just weird. It's weird to watch it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You've got multiple personalities, and they don't know each other.
Yeah. And we have his secretary, his press secretary, who's probably the worst press secretary we've ever had, KJP.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that guy, that person.
Oh, yeah. But then you got to kind of feel sorry for her, too. It's like, you know, being a press secretary for the Biden administration at this point is like an insurmountable, impossible task to be competent with. You know what I mean? It's just like you're set up for failure the very second you accept the position. Because there's no way, you know, there's just no way. You're
going
to have to lie out of your ass in order to cover for Biden at this point.
Isn't it any wonder that Ms. Rice Wine left to go on MSNBC? You know, Jen Psaki, the woman who's named after two different alcoholic beverages.
Yes, yeah, the Circle Back lady.
Circle Back.
And I thought Biden would be hard pressed to find someone worse than her, and he did it.
He did it. At least lying. You don't want to see a liar, but lying is a skill. And right now, KJ Pierre does not have that skill. You know, Psaki had it. She could look at to you and look in your eyes and look in the camera and tell a bold-faced lie. You know it's a bold-faced lie. You know she's lying, but she did it so skillfully. You know, KJP doesn't have
that
skill.
Yeah, but it might actually be believable. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would make a really shitty press secretary. And I am a crappy liar. When I, you know, I rarely lie anymore because I'm so shitty at it. Like, everybody will know that I'm lying because I do it so horribly. There's no way I could be a press secretary.
Well, it's like that scene in the West Wing, that TV show, right? Where they're in the Oval Office and they're talking about whether or not to tell the press secretary something, and the question is, well, does she need to know this? And the answer was, well, at the time was no, but does she need to know this? You know? And that's a lot of times with these press secretaries, that's what happens. They're saying, okay, the president, the vice president, whatever, is meeting the Oval Office, and it's like, does Tony Snow or Dana Perino or, you know, whomever need to know X, right?
Right.
Do they need to know this? And it's a lot of times it's no. So they don't tell her, and what she doesn't know, but she some reporter asked that press secretary, do you know about X? And she doesn't know about X. She'll have to go back and say, back to the president or whomever and say, okay, they asked me about this. What can I say about it? You know? Because I don't know anything about it. Pierre is so stupid. She tried. She doesn't understand it. She doesn't have that skill to be able to lie. So she's so stupid that she tries to lie, and it's obvious that she's lying, right?
And everybody knows it, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, well. I think one of these days we might succeed in getting this country back, but boy, it sure doesn't seem like it's going to be happening anytime too soon.
It's going to be painful, you know. We're going to have to endure some pretty painful times while that happens, too.
Yeah.
But then that's the thing. That's what keeps everybody, you know, with the status quo. It's because everybody's afraid of how painful it's going to be if we actually took back our government and, you know, abolished all of these bloated bureaucracy agencies that aren't really needed and, you know, do away with all this unconstitutional stuff. And people are afraid of that because it's like, you know, nobody in our lifetimes has ever known that. You know what I mean? It's like we've been so under the thumb. And it's like, but on the flip side is it's like, we're already hurting now, you know, and we are going to continue to hurt worse and worse by staying with the status quo and not doing this. So whatever pains we might go through to take the reins back and really like defund this bloated government that we have and get back to the basics of our Constitution, whatever pains those are will at least have a benefit, you know, once we get over those hurdles. But if we continue on the same pace, we're just going to keep suffering a little more and a little more and a little more. It's like the, you know, frog slowly boiling in the pot analogy. But that's what they're depending on, is us being too afraid to imagine what this country is going to look like if we actually do start going back to our Constitution and getting rid of these unconstitutional agencies and, you know, declaring the fraud that is the income tax and, you know, cutting the purse strings. And, you know, people are just too freaked out about it. They really are. Oh, my God, my food stamp. Oh, my God, my Social Security. Oh, my God, you know, this and that. Oh, my God, who's going to, you know, without the EPA, everybody's just going to pollute to high heaven. No, not really, you know. EPA allows more pollution than what I think most private companies, you know, it's to the disadvantage of companies to pollute the very, you know, water and resources they need to continue to exist. You know, I just think that, you know, we don't need an EPA. We don't need all of this crap. We don't need all these regulations. It's gotten so bloated, you know, that once a regulation is in place, then they don't want to change it. And yet we're supposed to abide by it as if it's law, and it's not, you know, since when? Where in our Constitution does it say that a government agency regulation should be treated as if it's the same as a law passed by the legislature? It doesn't. It's nowhere to be found, you know, but yet we treat it that way.
Yep. Well, and my mind just went blank. I had something to say there. Oh, well.
You'll come back to it. I'll start talking about my cats or something, and then it'll come back to you.
Speaking of cats, there is a fucking lady that's been after Bongino for years by the name of Nandini Jammy. He calls her the Cat Lady, and she's a liberal, of course, you know, and she's after him, and she's trying to get his sponsors to leave him alone, to leave him, and all that crap. She just has a whatever about this, about Bongino. And it's like, I don't know what is in these people's minds. Well, again, I say what's in their mind. Well,
what's in their minds is nothing, as evidenced by, I don't know, AOC and the rest of them. They have nothing in their minds.
Yeah, cobwebs.
Yeah, maybe so. You could look in one ear and see out the other one. There's nothing there.
Yep.
I mean, it's, what else? Man, everybody other than us four, us three, everybody's being quiet.
Yeah. Well, one
of
the things
he's quiet. Sarge is quiet. Joe Gibson's quiet. Ron Reck dropped. The chat's gone quiet. What's going on, man? Did everybody, like, lose their internet or something?
Sarge. Well, Ron Reck's probably
Sarge still shows he's there, and Bianchi still shows he's there, so I don't know.
Yeah, Ron Reck, I looked in a new window to see if he started a show, and I don't see anything live for him.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can use this time, since it's about 14 minutes till the end of the show where my overtime disappears. Lori, you want to talk about your show on Sunday?
Yeah, definitely tune in on Sunday. I think you all were there last Sunday when I had Valerie Serafin on. And I asked her, because this after the second time, now the first time she was on, I was thinking about this. I had her in the back of my mind about this. But then after I had her on last Sunday as my guest, I asked her if she might be interested in co-hosting with me and trying it on. And she has agreed, and so I am going to be bringing on Valerie as a co-host. I did a little training session with her last night, and she's excited to try it out. I told her, you know, let's do it through October and see how it goes, and if it works out for the both of us, great, we'll continue it. If not, then no harm, no foul. And so I'm really hoping that she's going to be a good addition. I think she's very well spoken. She has a great sounding voice, and I really like that she will bring, you know, I want to try to dedicate some time on my show, like maybe in the start of the show, toward more like Oregon specific, types of political issues. And then, you know, expand on to national issues and stuff. So I think she's going to bring in hopefully some listeners and callers that are more local, and you know, especially when it comes to, you know, gun rights and gun laws here in Oregon and the West. You know, so I'm really looking forward to trying this on with her. So I'm glad that she accepted. It'll be fun. And then my show goes to 2 hours instead of three. So we've got to get used to that format as well, because I'm used to having a 3-hour live show for so long that I still got to get used to being on the 2-hour live show slot. And so that should be interesting. But, yeah, we've got, you know, we'll try to recap. I'm going to talk with her tomorrow. And it'll be fun to finally have a co-host again to kind of, you know, go, hey, you want to talk about this, and kind of bounce ideas for, you know, items that we want to discuss and all that. Because I haven't had a co-host for several months now since Dahl Arnson. And I've missed having a teammate and, you know, a counterpart and a second set of eyes. And I've missed having that. And so I'm looking forward, and I'm really crossing my fingers that things work out with Valerie, but I think she's going to do well. I think it'll be mostly up to her and her schedule or whatever. Then I talked with her too. I'm like, you never know, eventually, you know, if you want to start your own show, talking about whatever, doesn't have to be politics, I would gladly help her out with that and, you know, let her, you know, I kind of gave her my history. Like, you know, I started out as a co-host for close to a year before I started my own show. And, you know, so it's like at least it'll get her more comfortable with being on air and things. And so I'm
looking forward
to it. So it should be a great show Sunday.
Great
well,
show on Sunday.
I got to listen on this last Sunday, and she did sound like she knew exactly what she was talking about, so that was a good thing. So I'm happy for you on that. So, and
I am too. Yeah, I was really impressed with her. It was like, you know, the first time she was on, I had that impression. And I had it in the back of my mind because, you know, I've been trying to think of a good person to have as a co-host for quite a while. And I think she's definitely got the potential. And, you know, and she's not libertarian. She's more independent, but she seems to be more like a libertarian Republican kind of person.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. All right. I was wondering if you guys can hear me or not.
Oh, yeah. We
that was
hear
odd.
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. Although I think one of my earbuds is dead, so I got to switch over.
Uh-oh. Yeah, we can hear you, Joe.
Okay. What did I miss?
A whole bunch of people coming in and trolling us from New Orleans.
Oh,
wake
yeah,
up.
That I did hear that Ashley one that called in. That's a troll from Blog Talk Radio. That's a psycho. Her real name's Shannon, but she pretends to be Ashley. So so I don't know why she does that, but
yeah, you had some of your fans come into the show tonight there, Joe. I think it's the Warriors fan club.
Really? Really? Oh, I didn't know they mentioned me.
Oh,
what did they say about
me? They're like, you know, does Joe Gibson still have his head up his ass? And, you know, they were going to town about you.
Oh, yeah, they're assholes.
Joe Gibson is a filthy Phil letting you eat cereal out of his asshole again. That was Tommy Monaghan.
Yeah. They're bottom dwelling moon bats, scumbags. That's what they are, and they have no life. And this is what they do for a living. You know, they hurt poor people.
Then one of them let slip that they were in for NWO. So that's Warren.
Warren. Well, Warren's not on Blog Talk anymore.
69 Mike Hunt called Joe Gibson a nuthead faggot fuck.
How come they never told me about it? I'm the one who complained, and so did Lori.
I took over that effort with screenshots and everything. Like, every time Warren was doing that shit, I was sending BTR screenshots of it. Okay, here's today's latest, you know? And
I know the day I did it, the day after he was kicked off, so. I remember I said he's saying if you get the COVID shot you turn white. You know, I said, come on, you guys can't allow this.
That's hilarious. Well, it's probably because like finally somebody else besides us, you know, besides Robert and I were saying something, and then you came in and said something and. Good riddance to him, though.
Glad,
but I have
I'm
a feeling he'll be back with a vengeance once he finds a workaround to get back on. He will.
You think so?
Oh, I think so. He won't give up that easily, and then he'll come back with a vengeance and want to take us all on, and something bad will happen to him.
Your show is not on no more, is it? You're not live still, are you?
I still am for about another 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
Then it ends.
I don't
yeah,
see
we're
you
in overtime.
Chat. Yeah, you got to be in overtime.
Yeah, we're
in
overtime. Yeah, bonus hour.
All right. Well,
about 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, if those people are still in the chat, just let, you know, hopefully they're listening still, and they just, you know, just know that you're a bunch of scumbag, bottom-dwelling moonbats.
Well,
you
the
know?
Only one in the chat room right now is Lorianne and me.
Oh, okay.
They've all gone. So, Lorianne, in about 5 minutes.
Well, who's on next after you, Robert?
I really don't know.
Yeah, I still don't see Ron Rex doing a show. He might
yeah.
be taking, I wonder if he's taking Friday night off. Because he has that road trip to do. So maybe he's.
Oh, he's not doing a
early.
Show?
Not
right,
doing
a
he's
show,
not,
huh?
He's not doing
yeah.
a show right now.
And then
no,
tomorrow night.
He'll probably tomorrow night or probably Sunday night, probably after
what
Lori's you? Show.
And then tomorrow
well,
night,
a show then?
Yeah, tomorrow
yeah.
night at I think 5 p.m. Eastern is Vincent with his show, Black by Color Only. So that's another one that used to make Warren.
Donnie C. Well, how come he don't come on?
I haven't seen him tonight.
Donnie C. His show is Saturday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern.
On the mainstream.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I advertise all of you guys' show on my Thursday update at the end of it. I advertise all you guys' shows, so.
If I do a show, what am I going to talk about? Jeez.
Anything you want.
Oh, well, with our government, there'll definitely be something to talk about by Tuesday.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Oh,
don't
well,
worry,
tonight,
it'll happen.
Like,
it'll manifest itself.
Talking about tonight if I did a show.
I mean, like on Wednesday, I was wondering what I was going to talk about, and then it's like, holy shit, the last couple of days. It's like, okay, we got Biden impeachment hearing. We got the GOP debate. We got Dianne Feinstein dying. We got Biden's dog biting another Secret Service member. We got, you know, it's just like, it just manifests itself within a couple of days. So don't worry about material for Tuesday, Gibson.
Can you imagine
yeah.
what would? Can you imagine what would be going through the news right now if Trump had a dog and he bit somebody?
Yeah. Right. Well.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for that dog, though. I do want to talk about it a bit on Sunday, but I feel sorry for that dog because obviously that dog is not being treated well. You know. That dog would not be that fucking aggressive if it was a happy dog.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And this is the second dog, remember? This is
oh, yeah,
Commander. They got rid of their other German Shepherd for the same reason.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, oh, but you know what? German Shepherds aren't naturally that aggressive.
No,
you know.
Not.
German Shepherds, if you treat them well, man, they are awesome dogs. They are just big fucking teddy bears. Protective, of course, you know, the more you're bonding with them. But they won't just be aggressive like that. Like, you know, a German Shepherd has to be being ignored, not walked enough, not interacted with enough. A German Shepherd has to be a pretty fucking miserable dog to behave like that.
What's the date today?
Today is the 29th.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Oh, man. Something. Okay.
Well, we're going to be coming up on the end of the show here, and my switchboard and everything is going to shut down. So.
All right, then. Well, maybe I'll do a show, or maybe I won't. I don't know.
You'd be welcome.
Well, if you do, let me know. I'll tune in because it's Friday night. I'm used to Ron Reck having a show after Robert's show, and
yeah,
so I'm like,
too.
I'm all like, revving.
And what am I
going to
do? I'll have to play something controversial, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, that'll be fun. But
I don't know. We can dream up something if you do.
I don't know. I really don't want to. I don't know. We'll see. I'll think about it. All right. Well, anyway, have a good night.
Okay, you too. And God bless you. And if you
want to. And I'll have to go check my mail now that the rain has stopped. I'll have to check my mail and see if your book
yeah,
has arrived or not.
All righty.
Yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to you later and have a good night.
Yeah, and you stuck it out through the whole show too.
Yeah, I sure did, didn't I? And I actually reloaded my switchboard, and everything came back up again. So I started my ending song. So
awesome.
Okay, I'll see you guys next
week. Well, we'll talk to you hopefully maybe tomorrow. Hopefully Sunday you tune in.
Oh, I'll tune in for sure.
All righty. Have a good one.
You too. Good night. Hmm.